You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the American Journal. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. Very glad to be back in the saddle after, frankly, an uneventful week. I don't think I missed anything real big. Of course, we have a lot to talk about. We have a heck of a lot to talk about, and I can't wait to do it. We're going to open up the phone lines. We're going to play lots of videos. We're going to talk about a lot of nonsense. We're going to hit the ground running. First, I want to go to this Reese report. This is the latest. You can find it on band.video. The unstoppable force of truth in the information war. Here it is.
For less than 20 minutes, Alex Jones questioned the official narrative of the Sandy Hook school shooting because for the so-called truther community, that was the big story. And so he did his job and covered the story, just like he's done for the other 1.8 million minutes of his career. Alex Jones has been questioning the official narrative of the corrupt mainstream media and exposing the authoritarian cabal hiding in the shadows for 28 years. And over time, this revival of truth has grown into millions worldwide. Alex Jones expanded his broadcast by selling a line of products focused on healing from the toxic world of a corrupt system, which has allowed InfoWars to remain a free public broadcast to combat the dangerous lies of the mainstream media. In 2018, with zero evidence of their wild claims, a George Soros-funded lawsuit was filed against Alex Jones and InfoWars. 4 months later, big tech removes InfoWars from the internet. We were meant to be destroyed 4 years ago, but thanks to an awakened audience that cares about the truth, the InfoWars signal has only grown stronger. And now they are no longer hiding the fact that they are standing on the graves of dead children and using their grieving parents as a political weapon to silence all of alternative news media.
I ask that with your verdict, you not only take Alex Jones' platform that he talks about away, I ask that you make certain he can't rebuild the platform. That's what matters. Take him out of this discourse, of this misinformation, of this peddling of lies, and make sure he can't do it again. Alex Jones is patient zero for our society's inability to speak without lies. He is patient zero for alternative facts.
And according to Judge Gamble, acting like O'Brien straight out of George Orwell's 1984, the judge decides what is true.
You may not say to this jury that you complied with discovery. That is not true. You may not say it again. You may not tell this jury that you are bankrupt. That is also not true. You're already under oath to tell the truth. You've already violated that oath twice today in just those two examples. It seems absurd to instruct you again that you must tell the truth while you testify. Yet here I am. You must tell the truth while you testify. This is not your show. Do you understand what I have said?
Yes, I believe what I said was true. So I don't.
Yes, you believe everything you say is true, but it isn't. Your beliefs do not make something true. That is what we're doing here. Just because you claim to think something is true does not make it true.
There's going to be a large set of plaintiffs who are going to be dividing up the corpse of InfoWars in the bankruptcy estate.
The decision to terminate the InfoWars broadcast is not in the hands of this crooked cabal. It is and always has been the will of our audience that decide our fate. The InfoWars audience has mobilized and awakened the world to the threat that is globalism. And with your continued support, we will keep going. Join us now and support the InfoWar.
InfoWars has been vindicated. We've been proven right. World government, the New World Order is out in the open. And now more than ever, the forces of Satan are trying to shut down this broadcast. The forces of anti-human, godless New World Order are out of control. So now realize, we have pushed them out in the light, we have pushed them out in the open, and they are so upset, and they are so scared. So while you still can, because any day can be our last broadcast, spread the word about the show, share the article, share the videos, and please fund us while getting great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. Books, films, t-shirts, great supplements, vitamin mineral fusion, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Ultra 12, Diet Force, so much more right now at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, pray for justice and pray for freedom and pray for the children and pray for free speech and justice to win. Thank you so much for joining us. Now spread the word, my friends. We're involved in an epic, historic battle.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is The American Journal. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. Very, very glad to be back after a week of vacation. Big thanks to Chase Geyser and Josh Lekich for filling in for me this past week. I heard they did a great job. Didn't watch. If I'm being honest, I was playing badminton at the time. I was doing important things. And you know, it's a common thing. It really is like every single time I go out of town, something crazy happens. About a year ago, I went out of town to a friend's wedding in Lake Tahoe. All of Lake Tahoe caught on fire. And then Owen Schroyer got arrested. I had to Skype in from the hotel room to cover for the war room because the host was sitting in jail. At least I think that's what happened. Then earlier this year, I went to Florida to go to the America First Pack, and Russia invaded Ukraine. That was quite a big deal. And then this time, you know, a vacation we'd planned months ago, I go out of town, and the good news is nothing happened. So for the last week, everything's been calm and normal and good, and no bad news for me going out of town. Of course, it was touch and go there for a little while. Nancy Pelosi in Taiwan, testing the limits of the red line, almost creating World War III. But no, of course, this week, from afar, I got to watch as many of my coworkers were deposed and questioned on the stand. I'm not going to talk too much about it just because, well, you see how many people are watching and how they like to use things that we say in courtrooms. But I will just say, I wish I was here. I wish I was here to, if nothing else, give a slap on the back and a good job to Daria and Owen and Adon and everybody else who was forced to sit on the stand, because you can only imagine, I can only imagine what it would be like knowing that you're sitting there across from lawyers who are out to destroy you, trying to very, very carefully tell the truth, knowing that the livelihoods of hundreds of your good friends are on the line. That is an incredible pressure to bear, and everybody did it incredibly admirably and did very well, despite how the mainstream media reports and distorts it. You can only imagine what it would be like to have that type of pressure on you and all these eyes on you. Or, you know, if it's a video deposition, the unblinking eye of the camera staring you right in the face as they question you and try desperately to get you to slip up some way that they can exploit to the maximum degree. So it's a completely unfair situation for anybody to be put in. And of course, we are only put in this situation because of who we are and because of the content that we cover, because of the lies that we've exposed over the years, and the danger that we represent to the New World Order and their complete and total mind control of the world's population. So completely unfair, completely uncalled for. Nobody deserves to have to sit thinking, man, if I mess up here, if I say the wrong thing, if I don't express myself perfectly, then all of the people I see every day will be out of a job. I mean, that's an incredible amount of pressure that absolutely nobody deserves, especially not people who have always done their best to simply tell the truth, regardless of how the mainstream media feels about that. So I'm just sad that I wasn't here to give the moral support to my fellow InfoWarriors in this brutal time. But, of course, we are not shutting down. I am here on air. We are broadcasting live at band.video and across the airwaves in a multitude of fashions. So thank you so much to the InfoWars audience for keeping us afloat, keeping us alive. And I hope now that you realize that all of this talk of, oh, they're trying to shut us down, oh, it's the world against us, it's absolutely true. And again, I don't know. I'll have to maybe just figure out exactly what I can say here and what clips I can play and that sort of stuff. But I would like to talk a little bit about one particular moment in the trial that didn't really have anything to do with any of our compatriots on the stand or any videos from our platform being played, but rather the experts for the opposition and the academics who revealed the true scale of operation against us. My Lord. There was one lady. She was from Columbia, I think, Columbia University, NYU, MIT. She's talking about how, I studied Alex Jones and InfoWars, and to get my information, I relied on 56 different studies of InfoWars and Alex Jones. And you really get an idea that there are hundreds, if not thousands, of dedicated academics and data scientists operating in universities, dedicating 8 hours a day, 5 days a week to studying us. Not just as a, not like Jane Goodall in the woods with the chimps, just trying to figure out what they do and why they do it, but actively for a purpose, studying us in order to defeat us, studying us in order to study how our information spreads, in order to counteract and destroy that spread of information. So when we say it's InfoWars versus the New World Order, you have to understand it's InfoWars versus just rank upon rank upon rank of servants to this order who are all working day and night specifically to shut us down. And yet we continue on. We continue to strive for the truth and to expose the reality of the situation, again, regardless of how they might feel about it. And in opposition to their very, very sophisticated, well-funded, and extremely thorough investigations into us and how our information spreads. And we'll have to find the clip of the lady saying, and I'll have to cut it down. But I thought it was the most important and interesting part of the entire proceedings there, in the way that she described the influence of Alex Jones and the influence of InfoWars as basically unimaginable. At one point she said, and I believe it was during the 2016 election, that Alex Jones himself had more influence and a greater effect on the narrative than like Rush Limbaugh and Glenn Beck combined by many magnitudes, right? And hopefully you've had time now to see the documentary Alex's War, and so you realize that it is literally this one guy from Austin that just got on local access one day. Fast forward 20 years and you have rank upon rank upon rank of academics and operatives and intelligence agencies and scientific, just hordes of data scientists trying to figure out, how is he doing this? How is he having such an effect? How are so many people listening to him? How is this one man altering the entire trajectory of this country? Just trying to figure it out. Again, not as a scientific curiosity, but rather as enemy research in a war that's being waged, an information war. And it really is this little beat up battleship versus armada upon armada of our opposition. So we'll get into the Daily Dispatch in the next segment, but it was a very interesting week for me to be out of town, and I still don't exactly know what I can talk about in terms of the court proceedings yesterday. I just want to be more careful. Better safe than sorry, they say, so I won't mention too much about it. But again, just in vague terms, the way that the opposition, the prosecution experts and academics talked about Alex Jones, it really gave me a whole new understanding as to the importance of this platform and the power of the InfoWars audience in spreading this information. And Again, it's really not that complicated. They're in there with data sets and 56 research papers from 100 different authors, all peer reviewed, hundreds and hundreds of people all digging into why this stuff spreads. And I'll tell you what the truth is, because people see what we say. It resonates with them. They click the share button and they send it to their friends. And then that spreads like a wildfire. They hear what we have to say and they realize it's true. And so they fold it into their own understanding of the world and conception of what's going on. And so that information spreads and all these people are trying to figure out what's going on. Well, what's going on is when a fire touches a combustible object, the fire spreads. When the truth hits an open mind, it spreads like a wildfire. And that's all thanks to you. Please do support us at InfoWarsStore.com. I don't think I have to tell you we're in a fight for our lives here, but we depend on you to win it.
We are now living in the void, sliding towards collapse in the strange space between what we've known and what's to come. And right now, the most important thing to remember is don't panic. Stay calm, because now is the time that we must get our bearings and steer the ship onto a safe, sound course. There is nothing stopping we the people from making our own rules and building our own society. All we got to do is survive the crash. And right now, we still have time to prepare. The world fiat currency system is racing towards zero. It's time to convert it into hard assets now, including food, water, and survival gear to keep us strong and at the ready. Go to preparetoday.com for the essentials. Storable foods, water filtration, first aid, power, and more. At preparetoday.com.
If you're like myself and so many other people on this planet, especially as you get older, you gain weight, even if you eat a lot less. But I gotta tell you, InfoWars is only about bringing you amazing products that really work. So we looked at the supplement market that we fund a lot of our operations with, and we said, what are the best-selling, natural, healthy, anti-fat weight loss products that are out there? We went and looked at the top 10. They all had the same ingredients in common that is in this product. But with our new product from X7 Diet Force, we got the very best concentrates of these known natural essences that just do amazing things for your body. And so I've lost almost 40 pounds. I'm still a little bit overweight in the last 3 months, and I've been doing it using Diet Force and also exercise. Well, now Diet Force is exclusively available right now at InfoWarsStore.com, 40% off. InfoWarsStore.com, Diet Force. You need to take this product. It really works. Frank in North Carolina, thanks for holding so long. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alec, I just have to say something, man. It seems like every time I turn on your broadcast, you're bragging. It just gets old, man.
I'm going to shut you down right now, okay? We're taking calls about your nomination. Do you understand they're having congressional hearings trying to shut us down? Do you understand I'm ringing the alarm? If that was happening to anybody else, I'd be freaked out. I mean, what's it going to take? Us being shut down? Is that what you want, Frank?
You know what, Alex?
Hey, put him on pause again. Hey, Frank, do you understand it's not bragging to say we are the tip of the spear, we're under attack, we need your help? As much begging as I do, we can barely pay the bills and grow in the face of this. I'm not going to just stop growth and let them start pushing us backwards. You understand? I need your help, Frank. I need your help, Frank.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and help fund the InfoWar.
Do you understand? I need your help, Frank. Free press needs your help, Frank.
We brought the game-changing product, previously only available to major oil companies around the world, to the civilian market 2 years ago, the BioPros, for septic tanks, for porta-potties, for RVs, for your drains, your boats. It goes on and on. It'll eat the oil off of your driveway if you just add water. But it's been so successful now, we're selling it to major RV parks, pig farms, you name it, because this stuff will eat anything that is organic. And it's exclusively available at thebiopros.com and now InfoWarsStore.com. We sold out of this for almost a year, but we made a major purchase, and it is now in stock for whatever your need is at InfoWarsStore.com. You'll also find instructional videos and more information at InfoWarsStore.com or thebiopros.com. Made in America, powered by God's great creation. It is amazing, and it funds the InfoWar.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
back, ladies and gentlemen. I've had my segment to sound off just a little bit about what occurred in the courtroom last week, but big takeaway is we're still here, and we will continue to be as long as you support us by going to InfoWarsStore.com. We do make it easy by giving you incredible products at incredible prices, and of course, that goes directly towards keeping us on air and keeping us in operation. Alex and Robert Barnes did an emergency broadcast on Saturday. That was extremely informative if you want to get into all of that. But there's lots of news to cover. Lots of phone calls to take, lots of videos to show you. So let's get right into it. Here it is, your daily dispatch. All right, here it is, folks, your daily dispatch for Monday, the 8th of August, 2022. Senate Democrats pass $740 billion energy and health care bill with Harris's vote. Senate Democrats, by a razor-thin margin, passed a domestic bill that addresses energy, taxes, and health care on Sunday, sending the legislation to the House of Representatives. Vice President Kamala Harris was the deciding vote as the $740 billion package, dubbed the Inflation Reduction Act, passed 51-50. Again, you can see just how nonsensical and Orwellian our world is, where they're passing a bill about green energy and about taxes and health care, and they call it the Inflation Reduction Bill. Okay. So I guess the names of the bills now are about as reliable as the memo section on Venmo transactions or on checks. You know, Venmo, when you buy drugs from your friend, but you put in, this is for the meal that we ate. And that's about how accurate these bill titles are. Interesting. You ate a meal and you paid him $400 for it? That seems a little bit out of whack. But no, the title has nothing to do with the actual body of the bill. It's all incredibly dishonest. Democrats' inflation reduction bill to make the IRS larger than the FBI, Border Patrol, and State Department combined. The Senate on Sunday passed the Democrats' sweeping economic package that would allocate billions of taxpayer dollars to facilitate the expansion of the Internal Revenue Service's workforce. The IRS would receive $80 billion if H.R. 5376, the $750 billion Inflation Reduction Act, passes the House and lands on Biden's desk. The funding would mark a 600% increase from 2021, when the Bureau received $12.6 billion. Because they're going after the billionaires, of course, because they're going to go after those big bad corporations that are making everybody's life work, life worse. Of course they are. Of course. No, it's you. It's you they're coming for. They're hiring 87,000 new employees into the IRS for you, to come after you, not to come after the 789 billionaires that call themselves Americans, that hold American passports, regardless of where their actual loyalty or even where their home is. No, it's all about you. It's all about taking out the middle class. It's all about saddling smaller businesses with incomprehensible tax burdens that the bigger companies will be just fine in handling. Remember, during the pandemic, the middle class lost out on trillions of dollars, just about the exact same amount that the billionaire class increased by, because this is all on purpose, because this is the great reset. This is the great consolidation. This is the great formation of the unelected corporate world government. And we're just watching it unfold in real time. More on that later. Meanwhile, Amnesty International assessment that Ukraine put civilians in harm's way stirs outrage. Another very confusing set of information if you don't have the full picture. If you search Amnesty International Ukraine report, you don't actually find Amnesty International's Ukraine report. Instead, you find lots of reporting about it that just convolutes the entire situation. Simply put, Amnesty International came out with a very damning report on Ukraine's actions, specifically in the way that they were using their own citizens as body shields, as, living defense mechanisms, where they were putting the civilians in harm's way in order to you know, drive up the brutality of the wars, that then they could go to the international stage and sell it as Russia committing war crimes. This from Amnesty International. Now, members within Amnesty International have quit. They're all shook up. They're all, you know, very angry that this report came out, not because it's false, not because it's not true, but because it makes their side look bad. And the point they thought of being in Amnesty International was to give official and NGO cover to their actions, not to actually get to the truth. Now that Amnesty International actually got to the truth, they're very mad about that. Again, it's all very confusing, but not really. You have dishonest people that are waging a seemingly and to them hopefully endless war that will, again, they hope will spiral into World War III. And anybody getting in the way and pointing out that Ukraine is absurdly corrupt and in many ways complicit in the outbreak of this war have to be shut up. They have to be silenced, even when they're an internationally recognized and well-respected organization like Amnesty International. We'll talk a lot more about the Ukraine war this show as well. Meanwhile, you have this. New York Health Department says hundreds of people may be infected with the polio virus. New York state officials have found indications of additional cases of polio virus in wastewater samples from two different counties, leading them to warn that hundreds of people may be infected with the potentially serious virus. Yes, folks, you thought polio was a thing of the past. Not anymore. And we'll talk a lot more about this later as well. I'm going to do a report about something maybe we'll call the lie of modernity. This idea that the modern world is somehow better than the world was before. It's a very strange illusion that people have, and a lot of it revolves around the incredible advances in medical health that we've experienced in the last 50 to 70 years. All of that's kind of going away. All of that's being reversed, and old diseases are rearing their ugly heads as the medical industry basically takes the bizarre position that human beings need to be constantly and endlessly controlled and manipulated. Meanwhile, Israel and Gaza are, they're going at it. Israel's assault on Gaza, which began on Friday, has left 44 Palestinians dead, including 15 children, and injured hundreds more. In Israel, three people were lightly wounded by the shrapnel of Palestinian rockets. 12 hours in, the ceasefire appeared to be holding as residents of the besieged Palestinian enclave began to clear rubble and continued to mourn the dead. Russia says Israeli airstrikes caused escalation of tensions in Gaza, with the Russian foreign minister spokeswoman saying that the Israeli airstrikes caused the escalation of tensions in the besieged Gaza Strip. And of course, we'll continue to talk about this as well. But don't worry, it wasn't Russia doing this. So the murdered children and the just massive amounts of death in the endless war against what is essentially an open air prison of civilians will not be contested by the mainstream media. It will not be reported on with frantic importance because, well, it doesn't serve their international interest. It doesn't serve the globalist plan. What do you think would be happening if Russia killed 44 Ukrainians, including 15 children in a single weekend? Would you be hearing about it?
The Great Reset and the War for the World is the book that the government doesn't want you to read, that most of the big, powerful companies trying to control your life, the big tech companies, they don't want you to read this book. They want to control what you think, what you do, what you read, but you don't want that. And Alex Jones doesn't want that. And this book shows you what's happening and gives you the sort of playbook for how to fight against it. And so by buying this book, you're going to prove that censorship doesn't work, that freedom is alive in this country. This is essential reading. And, you know, I would go right now and buy it before the censorship kicks in. It's not going to be available in bookstores. It's not going to be available in libraries. They're going to try to take it down from every platform that they can, but they're not going to be able to do it. Prove that censorship doesn't work. Buy The Great Reset. Thank you, Alex Jones. I really appreciate you having me on, and I appreciate you writing this book and getting the information out there.
InfoWars has made history. You have made history in your support of InfoWars. And one of the biggest tools we've had to circumvent and override the censors has been Patriot Apparel, so we can identify each other, so we can spread the word, and so we can push people to websites like InfoWars.com so they can understand the globalist plan and how to stop it. Now, ladies and gentlemen, 2 months ago we announced we're blowing out of all of our designs of T-shirts, some of which go back more than 25 years. All these shirts are limited edition. They are about to be history and will only exist in your closet, your drawer, or your wardrobe. So, there's only 15,000 shirts of 60-plus thousand left. In a couple weeks, they'll all be gone and they'll be history. We're selling them all at cost at InfoWarsStore.com. So thank you all for your support. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and get one of these historic shirts, hoodies, long sleeves, ball caps, you name it, while you still can. I want to thank you all for your support. InfoWarsStore.com. Sold out for 7 months. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula is back in stock. Turmeric's been known for thousands of years to do amazing things for your joints, for your stamina, for your immune system, for your libido. And look, the average stuff on the shelves is 5, 6, 7% curcuminoid. We have the strongest brand on earth because nobody else decided to do it. It's 95% curcuminoid at InfoWarsStore.com. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, 95% curcuminoid. It is incredible. And what's even more incredible is it funds the InfoWar. So the only way you fail is not taking action today and ordering Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply amazing. Discover the power of curcuminoids at 95% at InfoWarsStore.com today with Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. InfoWars has been vindicated. We've been proven right. World government, the New World Order is out in the open. And now more than ever, the forces of Satan are trying to shut down this broadcast. The forces of anti-human, godless New World Order are out of control. So now realize, we have pushed them out in the light, we have pushed them out in the open, and they are so upset, and they are so scared. So while you still can, because any day can be our last broadcast, spread the word about the show, share the article, share the videos, and please fund us while getting great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. Books, films, T-shirts, great supplements, vitamin mineral fusion, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Ultra 12, Diet Force, so much more right now at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, pray for justice and pray for freedom and pray for the children and pray for free speech and justice to win. Thank you so much for joining us. Now spread the word, my friends. We're involved in an epic, historic battle.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video. All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. There's just so much to talk about today. A lot of news about Ukraine coming out. Things are kind of falling apart there. The whole narrative coming apart at the seams. It's a little bit troubling. Troubling in the sense that the New World Order is depending on this Ukraine conflict to achieve its ends, which means they're likely willing to do anything to keep the illusion going. And as that illusion wobbles and threatens to pop like a bubble, it only makes me wonder what they'll do to keep everything going. It's all very troubling. We'll get into that. We'll also talk about what's happening in Israel and Gaza. So war is certainly on the docket today, as well as what's happening in China. We also have a lot of political stuff going on with the absolutely absurdly named Inflation Reduction Bill, which does the opposite of what its title is. This shouldn't be news to anybody, but it is kind of absurd how blatant they're getting. We have a lot of videos to show you as well. And I think actually I want to start with something completely off topic from things I was just discussing. And that is the death shots still wreaking havoc the world over. I think we'll have time to go to this because this is a very appropriate, but somewhat shocking phone call. You know what? We don't have time to get into it in this one. All right, we'll save that one for the next segment. I've rambled too much in the beginning here. So stay tuned. We'll show you that just because I want to get the whole thing in there. It's in about four parts, but it's a phone call recording with a pharmacist from a father whose child was unwittingly given the vaccine, and, well, it caused quite a bit of trouble. And so I want to show that full thing to you. And we just, okay. Yeah, boy, do we have a lot to talk about. I think I want to go to this because this video came out somewhat recently, and it is Pink Floyd's Roger Waters being interviewed on CNN and exposing their propaganda to their faces. Clip number 18. Let's just take a look. You know, InfoWars, a little bit of rough waters right now. The battleship is taking on water. We're manning the pumps as hard as we possibly can, just trying to stay afloat and stay on track while receiving barrage after barrage from the armada that we're arrayed against. But mainstream media is also having a little bit of trouble. They have all of the institutions on their side. They have billions and billions of dollars. They are under the direct control of the intelligence agencies. But still, their grip is slipping. And they're getting more and more desperate as more and more people are awakening to the lies that they spread. So I want to go to this video. It is Roger Waters of Pink Floyd being interviewed on CNN, and it doesn't go so well for CNN. Let's watch.
And in the current show, you've got a montage of war criminals, according to you, and a picture apparently of President Biden on the screen, and it says, just getting started. What's that all about?
President Joe Biden?
Yeah.
Well, he's fueling the fire in the Ukraine, for a start. That is a huge crime. Why won't the United States of America encourage Zelensky, the president, to negotiate, obviating the need for this horrific, horrendous war killing.
You're blaming.
We don't know how many Ukrainians.
But you're blaming the party that got invaded. Come on, you've got it reversed.
Well, any war, when did it start? What you need to do is look at the history, and you can say, well, it started on this day. You could say it started in 2008. Okay? This war is basically about the action and reaction of NATO pushing right up to the Russian border, which they promised they wouldn't do when Gorbachev negotiated the withdrawal of the USSR from the whole of Eastern Europe.
When you say this, then I have to say, what about our role as liberators? You of all people.
You have no role as liberators.
World War II? You got into World War II because of Pearl Harbor.
You were completely isolationist until that sad, that devastating,
I would argue
awful
we were
day
always
in,
going to in get in, and that pushed us in. But thank God the United States got in, right? You lost your father in World War II.
Thank God the Russians had already won the bloody war almost by then. Don't forget, 23 million Russians died protecting you and me from the Nazi menace.
Hey, and you would think the Russians would have learned their lesson from war and wouldn't have invaded Ukraine.
Well, with all your reading, I would suggest you, Michael, that you go away and read a bit more and then try and figure out what the United States would do if the Chinese were putting nuclear-armed missiles into Mexico and Canada.
How dare you, sir? How dare you call the beautiful saint Biden anything but positive attributes? How dare you call him a war criminal? And of course, Roger Waters is exactly right. Our role in Ukraine has been instigator, has been to create the entire conflict in the first place and to aggravate it at every step and to deny the ability of anybody to even consider peace as an option. It's just war. It's just more weapons. Just this week, It's amazing. You know, just you flipping through Twitter. It's like, oh, another $550 million. Oh, another couple billion dollars. Can we have a running count? I mean, how much have we given to Ukraine at this point? And has it all been entirely in weapons caches? Is this a positive for the world? Is this creating a more peaceful civilization for us? Or is this just a giant blue and yellow money pit run by the most corrupt people the world has ever seen? That is the Ukrainian and the American officials in charge. It's absolutely absurd. I want to go to another clip here. This is Sky News host Corey Bernardi demolishing the Zelensky image, which has come under a couple questions recently. Let's go down to clip number 24.
Now, I know I'm at odds with most of my colleagues on this station and our network guests on this next item, but I really feel I can't bite my tongue any longer. You see, I think the president of the Ukraine is not all that he's portrayed as by the Western media. I mean, if you believe the spin, he's the second coming of Winston Churchill and he'll be remembered as the great hero saving his people from the evil Russians. I'm the first to admit that Putin isn't a good guy either. But what the West glosses over is the terrible things that have happened to the primarily ethnic Russian people in parts of the Ukraine under Zelensky's rule. These people comprise the largest Russian community outside of Russia, and they make up about 17% of the Ukrainian population. And they live in primarily Russian regions and have effectively been in a civil war with the Ukrainian government since 2015. This was just after they were promised a vote on independence in 2014. That vote has never taken place. Zelensky promised to end the civil war. He clearly hasn't done so. Instead, he's facilitated the goading of the Russians by endorsing the right sector, whose leader publicly claimed he fed the bones of Russian children to his pet wolf. Now, apparently that was a joke, but it must have been lost on the Russians, and particularly those who felt they'd been mistreated by Ukrainian troops. Here's how Time magazine described one of them, the neo-Nazi Azov movement, just last year. Commentator Glenn Greenwald sums it up nicely with this tweet. No rational person thinks Ukrainian neo-Nazi militias justify this war, but it's dangerous madness to scoff at the impact of arming them, as the West is doing. In the words of President Zelensky, they are what they are.
Have you clear something up for us? And this is these reports about the Azov battalion that is said to be Nazi-affiliated organization operating as a militia in your country, said to be committing their own atrocities. What should Americans know about that?
You see, just Zelensky just, I have to answer this question. So I have Nazis in my army. Is that such a big deal? Anyway, I'll be jetting off to my $10 million mansion now.
InfoWars has been vindicated. We've been proven right. World government, the New World Order, is out in the open. And now more than ever, the forces of Satan are trying to shut down this broadcast. The forces of anti-human, godless New World Order are out of control. So now realize, we have pushed them out in the light. We have pushed them out in the open, and they are so upset, and they are so scared. So while you still can, because any day can be our last broadcast, spread the word about the show, share the article, share the videos, and please fund us while getting great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. Books, films, T-shirts, great supplements, vitamin mineral fusion, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Ultra 12, Diet Force, so much more right now at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, pray for justice and pray for freedom and pray for the children and pray for free speech and justice to win. Thank you so much for joining us. Now spread the word, my friends. We're involved in an epic, historic battle.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested. Attacked and threatened. Because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
Sold out for more than 6 months, our number one bestseller is now back in stock. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. All the minerals, all the vitamins, all the key amino acids to turbocharge your immune system and make your body as healthy as it could possibly be. Ladies and gentlemen, this is our best-selling product because people love it. We first launched it 4 years ago. I was like, okay, it's another item. It's high-quality vitamins, minerals. Okay, great. People love it because it tastes great and they see the results. And it funds the InfoWar. So sold out for more than 6 months, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is now back in stock for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off because I want you to experience it. I want you to get it. I want to move it out the door and hopefully get more in the future. But who knows, supply chain breakdowns, it may not happen. So get your Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com today and keep InfoWars on the air. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion.
The number one selling category in supplements worldwide is fat burners, is weight loss formulas. And listen, there are hundreds of them out there that work, but most of them do it in a toxic way. Ladies and gentlemen, we went out and did deep research on the safest, healthiest ways to take your overall body's metabolic system and your metabolism and turn that clock back by turning up your metabolism. Ladies and gentlemen, Diet Force does it in a clean, healthy way. It's amazing. I've almost lost 40 pounds in the last 3 months just using the samples of it. But now it's come into the InfoWars store and is ready for sale to you and your family exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Diet Force from X7, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off. I want you to experience Diet Force for yourself. I can't wait for the reviews because it's worked great for me.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. We are going to get back into what exactly is happening in Ukraine right now and the multiple, I'm talking at least five different very troubling things. Stories, articles, reports, documentaries that have come out just over the last week exposing what's really happening in the war over Ukraine. We will get back into that in the next hour as well as your phone calls. But I want to take this longer segment here at the end of the hour to show in its entirety this phone call. This is a phone call recorded between a father and a pharmacist who administered the vaccine, COVID vaccine, to his child, and his child then came down with myocarditis. And it's really just an incredible phone call. It reveals, of course, the anger and frustration of parents who are lied to about the vaccine, only to find themselves or their children injured, as well as the sort of mindless complicity of the people that are actually inflicting this on children. It really is incredible, and I want to show it all in its entirety, and we'll comment on the other side. But here is the shocking phone call recording with a pharmacist who administered the jab to a child who's now in hospital with myocarditis. Let's watch.
Yeah, hi. Are you a pharmacist?
Yes, how can I help?
Yeah, hey, I've got a question. My wife, against my wishes, brought my son, 7-year-old son, in there a few days ago for a COVID jab, and he's now in the hospital with myocarditis. And I was obviously not very happy with you guys or with my wife. She told me that she was not told that was a potential side effect. So why wouldn't you have told her that?
Okay, sorry, so it's quite a rare side effect as well.
No, it's not that. No, it's not, because I've been doing research. It's common. In the U.S., there's tens of thousands of them reported to the CDC site. So why are you not telling parents this?
We might scare the parents and they don't want to get their child vaccinated.
Yeah, so you don't want to scare the parents with something that is actually happening, that's happened to my kid. Are you out of your mind? Are you out of your mind? You don't want to scare them. You need to give them the right information so they can make a proper decision. What is wrong with you? You don't want to scare them. I'm recording this conversation as well, and this is going to a lawyer next. Thank you for admitting that. So why don't you tell them? When someone comes in there and says, hey, what can go wrong? What do you say, sore arm? Have you seen the amount of dead people? Have you seen it?
Has your wife asked before giving consent to give?
She asked what the side effects are.
Did she ask? I'm not sure because I wasn't there.
It doesn't matter. You're supposed to tell people this can happen. Now my kid. So you know what the prognosis is? You know what it is? Possible death within 5 years. 20% of people with myocarditis die. It is a permanent damaged heart. It is not temporary. He's facing a heart transplant because of you. Because you didn't, not a single healthy kid. And you're giving this stuff out and you're not warning people. What is wrong with you?
So there are information online that you can look up
and also, have you talked to the helpline? No, you gave the shot. When someone comes in there and asks what the side effects are, you don't not say because it might scare them from the shot. What is wrong with you?
So the benefit of getting the vaccination is, so we're giving the vaccination because the benefit outweighed the risk?
No, there isn't. Do you know I'm looking at a Johns Hopkins study? There have been 400 people under 18 die in the United States, 330 million people. Not one of them was healthy. They had cancer, leukemia, obesity, something wrong with them. Not one kid has died or ended up in the hospital. So the benefits are zero to my kid. Why did you not tell them? It's up to you to tell them. Then we make a decision. Not you. You tell us, okay, it's rare, but it happens. You didn't tell her that, did you?
I'm not sure. I wasn't the vaccinator
at that
time.
You said you're not doing it. So when the next kid walks in there with a mother for a shot, are you going to tell them, hey, I just got a call from someone. Their kid's heart is destroyed. Keep that in mind. That can happen. Are you going to tell them that? Are you?
I cannot answer you that.
Well, why can't you? Because it's going to go to court and you'll answer it. You just admitted that you don't tell people because you don't want to scare them.
I'm not sure.
Everything.
Huh? Sorry, I wasn't the pharmacist that
Doesn't
did the vaccination.
Matter. You just said it. You just said
I don't,
you don't
know what
people.
The situation is.
Yeah, right.
So I don't know what she took in the vaccination area. I'm not sure. I cannot speak.
I cannot speak on
behalf of the pharmacist that vaccinated.
You just told me you don't tell people because you might scare them. I have it on a recording. You want me to play it back? Every call I make, because I'm in finance, every call I make is recorded. Every email I sent is recorded. Every message I sent must be recorded, because I work out of New York and I live in New Zealand. It's all recorded because of the SFC. SFC requires it. You are recorded.
Why? Sorry.
So you're telling people, you're not telling them they could get damaged. So in case you scare them from taking a shot that can kill them, right? Is that correct? Are you brain dead? What is wrong with you?
Sorry, I don't think we should continue this conversation.
No, we should, because are you going to tell people this is a risk when they come through there? My kid's screwed. You screwed him. What about everyone else? What are you going to do? You've ruined a life. It's on you. For the rest of your life, this kid is screwed because of you, because your policy there is to not tell people that these vaccines are dangerous and deadly. Have you seen all the people dying in their sleep? Hundreds of them. Have you seen yesterday an NFL first round draft pick 24 died? An NBA first round draft pick died 4 days ago, dead after the shot. Are you seeing that? Or are you sitting there in your bubble collecting your $50 every shot you give, you murderer? So what are you going to do? Are you going to tell parents? Are you going to say, look, this is what can happen. It's not a sore shoulder. That's usual, but they can ruin their lives. How do you feel about that? You're ruining lives. Are you going to tell them or not? Are you going to continue to do this?
That's not what the decision that I make.
It isn't. So you're just going to tell people, oh, nothing can go wrong, and more kids are going to end up in the hospital with ruined hearts, right? That's the plan? Because you can't make that decision. And you'd hate for them not to take the shot, eh? Because then you don't get your $50, do you?
So we always ask consent for the parent before we do the vaccination.
Yeah, but you don't tell them what can go wrong. Of course you ask consent. The parent came there with that kid. It's obvious consent. Why are you not telling them what can go wrong? I'm sure they're asking, but you're like, oh, no, nothing goes wrong. Just a sore shoulder, right? You don't tell them that the crazy guy called you and said his kid's life is ruined because of what you did a few days. The crazy guy called you and said his kid's life is ruined because of what you did a few days ago. Do you or will you? You are sick. You are sick. You are twisted. You are evil. You're a monster. You're wrecking lives. You're killing babies. You're killing children. You're killing mothers. You're disgusting. Totally disgusting. Do you not see that? You need to at least tell them this can go wrong. Because when you don't, this happens. Don't you see that? Are you so stupid? You murdering bitch. And you're going to continue to do it. Oh, I don't make that. You moron. You are sick in the brain. You're mentally retarded.
Well, he's not wrong. And there at the end of the phone call, the real emotion comes out, the perfectly justified emotion. And I don't even know what I have to add to that. I mean, you heard it, right? Here's a lady, pharmacist, who's being told that because she and her pharmacy, as a matter of policy, decide to ignore or conceal or just not advertise the life-threatening side effects of the vaccine, that a young boy has been given a 20% chance of dying in the next 5 years. And when told this, she just has no response. It just doesn't enter into her mind. It really makes me frightened for humanity as a whole. When you can be told that you're complicit in this, you know what probably happened? It's probably after this phone call, she put it down and went, whew, that was crazy. Anyway, next, I just gave the shot to another little boy. Because when you can offload that responsibility onto the power structure you're a part of, feel any guilt for killing a child.
People say Alex Jones is crazy. He's a conspiracy theory guy. He's a nutcase. He got these rants and all that. What they miss is that this guy's ahead of the curve on so many different topics of signal, not noise. If you look at the signal and you compare that to PBS and NPR and BBC, and we'll do what Alex Jones put out there versus what your collective body has put out there. And if you're a sentient human being and just watching it, you say, well, God, Alex Jones was ahead of this. Not only that, he kind of explained it. You are one of the great thinkers of this. That is very rare. You've got to go back almost to the revolutionary generation and see that. In this new book, I got to tell you, when Tony Lyons first approached me, I read this thing. I go, this is it. This is no beach read. You're not going to be flipping pages here. You're going to be having a pen out, and you're going to be underlining stuff.
The Great Reset by Alex Jones. Order your copy now at Amazon or InfoWarsStore.com.
I don't care if you work in a cafeteria or pump gas or whether you're a farmer, a rancher, a doctor, a lawyer, or a millionaire. Fortune and Money Magazine have all done these profiles. You see it every year. 30 different tax returns, 30 different answers. 50 different tax returns, 50 different answers. And almost all of them just screw you over, especially the big firms and the big tax groups, because they're part of the system and they don't want the general public understanding this and knowing this. So it's a very important situation with inflation and all the things out there hurting everybody to be able to do things tax-wise that's legal and lawful that allows you to keep more of your money. We wouldn't even be here if I hadn't gotten great tax advice in the last few years. The only way you fail is not writing down the URL, JonesTaxRelief.com, one word, JonesTaxRelief.com, or call 833-900-4285, 833-900-4285.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Yeah. Pretty unbelievable what we just heard on that phone call. You really get an insight into this dystopian hell in which we're living. And in a way, I almost feel sad for the people that actually fall for this, because they've been stripped of their humanity. They're not humans anymore. That woman that we just heard, she wasn't a human. She wasn't a human being with thoughts and feelings and empathy. And she's sitting there told, being yelled at by a father who's like, because of what you did, I was just told that my 7-year-old son, there's a good chance he's going to not make it to 13. He's going to die in the next 5 years because of this myocarditis, lifelong, debilitating condition that you gave him because of your actions. And there's got to be, there's just some sense of like, if this woman accepts her responsibility in this, it's crushing and devastating, right? She's being told she was complicit in severely injuring and possibly killing a child. If she's going to accept that, she has to, if she allows her heart to truly comprehend her role in this and to feel the pain of the father and the confusion and pain of the child that she put this through, it's going to break her mentally. She's not very strong up there, right? She's just a pharmacist. She's just a doctor, right? So she has to block it out completely. She has to somehow separate herself. It's almost like trauma-based mind control, right? When you put somebody through trauma, it actually creates a delineation in their brain. That's why you get repressed memories, because the brain literally blocks it off. Can't think about that. We're not allowed to think about that. Like a child that gets abused, their brain sets up these barriers, these firewalls, so the memory can't be accessed to preserve their own sanity. And that's a little bit of what's happening here. She can't allow herself to be human. She can't allow herself. She's making the choice to be a robot, to be a cog in a death machine. And it is a death machine. And if you think that the people in charge won't send us into World War III, that they wouldn't do something so unspeakably evil, they already have. They are at this very moment. We're seeing it carried out in real time. And we've known about it for a while. Back from February, there was an unexpected 40% increase in all-cause death in 2021, including a 269% increase in myocardial infarction, miscarriages, a 300% increase, Bell's palsy, a 300% increase nearly, congenital malformations, 156% increase, female infertility, a 471% increase, pulmonary embolisms, a 476% increase, neurological abnormalities, a 300% increase, and cancers, a 300% increase. No attempt to even try to explain this, because they know the reason. The reason is the shot. But if they tell the truth about the shot, then that might make people scared to get the shot. And their ultimate goal is to get people to get the shot, so they have to conceal the actual damage they're doing with the shot. And when people ask, well, you think everybody's in on this? You think it's a big conspiracy? The answer is yes. And you heard it right there. Every pharmacist giving out the shot is complicit in this conspiracy. Every doctor ignoring the side effects is complicit in this conspiracy. The media not reporting it is complicit. The insurance companies not making a bigger deal out of this, they're complicit. The NHS and NIAID and Dr. Fauci and all of the little bootlickers in Congress and elsewhere stopping investigations, providing cover for them, they're all in on it. She's perfectly aware that what she's doing may very well kill children. She's still doing it, and she refuses to even suggest that she would tell this warning to other parents. I mean, you heard it right there. The father said, are you going to tell parents this? The next kid that comes in Are you going to let them know this so they can have informed consent? Or are you going to take their very presence as consent and therefore you don't have to inform them of anything and you're going to do this again? Malone says, I can't say. I just follow orders. I just do as I'm told. I'm just a robot. I don't have a soul. I can't think for myself. I'm not complicit in what I'm doing. Yes, I'm the one doing it. I'm the one making this decision. But, you know, I can offload that responsibility onto the greater power structure because I'm not a human.
InfoWars has been vindicated. We've been proven right. World government, the New World Order is out in the open. And now more than ever, the forces of Satan are trying to shut down this broadcast. The forces of anti-human, godless New World Order are out of control. So now realize, we have pushed them out in the light, we have pushed them out in the open, and they are so upset and they are so scared. So while you still can, because any day could be our last broadcast, spread the word about the show, share the article, share the videos, and please fund us while getting great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. Books, films, T-shirts, great supplements, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Ultra 12, Diet Force, so much more right now at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, pray for justice and pray for freedom and pray for the children and pray for free speech and justice to win. Thank you so much for joining us. Now spread the word, my friends. We're involved in an epic, historic battle.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Welcome back, folks. There's still just so much to cover. I'm going to go ahead and open up the phone lines right now. If you want to give us a call here at American Journal, please do. The number to dial is 1-877-789-2539. That's 1-877-789-2539. I see my role here. I'm a soldier in the trenches. I have a goal to carry out. I have a mission to complete, and that is to try in some way to counteract the narratives and the lies of the mainstream media on a daily basis, to gather and present information that you won't find anywhere else. And that's what I focus on. To me, the treaties and the peace negotiations taking place at the higher level don't have much concern on the fulfillment of my obligation. So I got to be honest, I know as much, maybe even less than some of you out there as to the actual, you know, status of InfoWars and whether we're going to continue operation, whether we're going to have to scale down, whether we're going to have to shut down completely. I mean, if you watch Alex Jones on Saturday night or Sunday night talk about this, then you and I have the same level of information because, frankly, I don't need to know any more than I do to fulfill my commitment here and do what I'm supposed to do. But I'll tell you, if you're worried about InfoWars going away, you have no idea how worried I am about InfoWars going away. I've said it a whole bunch of times, but it's not just myself, but the entire crew here, everybody working behind the scenes. We're all in on this. We don't have backup plans. We're not going to go get jobs at CNN if this whole thing goes down. Now, if this whole thing goes down, doesn't mean we're all going to give up. Doesn't mean we're all just going to fade away. Darn it, they won. They got us. We surrender. We're going to be slaves to the system now. Obviously, that's not going to happen. But the power of InfoWars, the fact that we have this battleship to call home and the positions to man, terrifies the New World Order. And you can hear from the testimony in the cases, and you can just see from the way that they're treating all of this. Of course, if you watched the emergency broadcast on Saturday night or Sunday, you saw the clips of the lawyers saying, you know, this is about setting a precedent. This is about shutting down InfoWars and denying Alex Jones the ability to say anything ever, and to send a warning to anybody else that might question the official narrative about anything. About anything. Ukraine war, COVID-19, inflation, Federal Reserve, the immigrants crossing the border. I mean, it's all open season now on people who speak out against the mainstream narrative. And they're letting you know that. They're letting all of us know that. So we're still here for the time being, and we'll continue to operate as long as we possibly can. That's entirely up to you. It's entirely up to the InfoWars audience and whether you go to InfoWarsStore.com or not. There's lots of reasons to diet for Spotties, Super Blue, stuff that you have to use every day. Hopefully you're buying toothpaste. Hopefully you're brushing your teeth every day, and hopefully you're using Super Blue or one of the other incredible toothpaste, such as the charcoal-based toothpaste at InfoWarsStore.com. If it's an everyday item, why not get it from the good guys? Why not both do your everyday shopping and support this ultimate enemy of the New World Order? So, I mean, we said this a million times. It's a whole new status now. We're not just asking you for your support. We are begging for it. We're not just saying we need you to keep operating, as has always been true. We're saying now we are on the cusp of complete and total desolation. And without your support, we will not be here anymore. It's always been the case. It's always been your support that we've relied on. It's always been you that have helped us to get over these hurdles. This is more than a hurdle. This is a nuclear bomb aimed at us. And if we need to, and if we're going to survive this, we desperately need your help now more than ever, more than you can possibly imagine. InfoWarsStore.com. If you just want to donate, that's a great way to 100% straight to us. That way we don't have to cover the shipping and the, you know, production and of course the cost of the product itself. I mean, the margins on this stuff are really pretty small, but it does support us if you buy from InfoWarsStore, no matter what you buy, no matter how much it's discounted, it does help us to continue this operation. But if you want to donate, that's a fantastic way. And of course, you know, it's not just a 360 win. I mean, this is a 720, this is a 1080 win when you buy something like the Great Reset book. Because not only are you supporting InfoWars, not only are you getting a great product, the product itself is the information that we're using to reset the entire narrative and change the whole conversation. And one of the craziest things that I've seen in reaction to what's happened in the courtroom over the last week is people still into, well, first of all, it has become more than ever a litmus test as to whether you get what's going on in the world or not. There are a lot of people out there that I'm not exactly disappointed because I didn't exactly have any high hopes anyway, but people like Dan Crenshaw basically saying, yeah, Alex Jones deserves it. But you also have people that you thought were pretty good. You thought they sort of knew what was going on, the wider scheme of things. But when it comes to Alex Jones, if you don't get what Alex Jones represents, if you can't recognize that Alex Jones is the real deal, you don't get anything. You don't get it at all. You aren't even remote. You're an ant trying to comprehend a football field. You're having trouble getting over that single blade of grass, right? You have no concept of the wider perspective here. If you don't get what Alex Jones represents to the globalists themselves as a lightning rod to justify their most tyrannical, despotic, and destructive actions. So, of course, people like Dan Crenshaw, the liberals out there, they're going to celebrate Alex Jones being punished. They're going to celebrate the destruction. They're going to dance around like voodoo cult members as the, you know, human sacrifice burns. They're going to be happy and all that. But the people that like almost get it and semi get it and then still celebrate Alex Jones being destroyed, it's just been astonishing. And you still have people who say things like, well, Alex Jones is controlled opposition. And it's like, what has to happen? And you almost get to the point where it's like biblical in nature. You're not calling Alex Jones Christ or anything, but it's like if he was nailed to a cross, if there were people stabbing him in the side with spear, if there's blood coming down his face from the thorns, if he was wheezing and dying on a cross in public, would you maybe start to think that maybe he was the real deal? But then you go, even then, They sit there and they go, yeah, he's controlled opposition though. So it's like, well, he's dying now. He's bleeding and he's dying and he's howling in pain. And there are people stabbing him to death who are in charge of everything that you hate. And yet you still think he's controlled opposition. Like what do we have to go through? What has to happen to us to realize that it's true? If you can't watch Alex Jones, like Alex's war, watch his progression for the last 25 years up to the point that the entire establishment is laser focused on his destruction, and you still don't think he's the real deal. You still can't see through the lies that are telling you that Alex Jones is somehow not who he says he is. You still can't get it. What has to happen? Do we have to be destroyed? Do we have to go down in flames? Does Alex Jones have to be nailed to a cross and stabbed with a spear? Does he have to be, you know, immolated on a bonfire? Does he have to be tied to a stake and burned like a witch for you to go, well, gosh, maybe he is the real deal. After all, they're burning him to death. But even then, people would go, yeah, but he's still controlled opposition. This is what you get for being controlled opposition. You get burned at the stake by the people that you're serving. Is that how it works? Is that how it works? Or is Alex Jones incontrovertibly the real deal, undeniably the real deal? You know a person by his enemies, and Alex Jones has the most powerful, evil, despotic, and ruthless enemies the world has ever seen. Through it all, we will continue, and we will win with your support at InfoWarsStore.com.
Sold out for 7 months, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula is back in stock. Turmeric's been known for thousands of years to do amazing things for your joints, for your stamina, for your immune system, for your libido. And look, the average stuff on the shelves is 5, 6, 7% curcuminoid. We have the strongest brand on earth. Nobody else decided to do it. It's 95% curcuminoid at InfoWarsStore.com. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, 95% curcuminoid. It is incredible. And what's even more incredible is it funds the InfoWar. So the only way you fail is not taking action today and ordering Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply amazing. Discover the power of curcuminoids at 95% at InfoWarsStore.com today with Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with Super Male Vitality in the true Alpha Male Pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
The globalists are fighting around the clock to destroy the family, to destroy heterosexual relationships, to annihilate our marriages. And the studies are all clear. The number one cause of marital splits is that there is problems in the bedroom. And the number one issue men have is erectile dysfunction. Ladies and gentlemen, the left makes big jokes about this because they don't want people having lasting, good, loving relationships. They want to break up society. And we are so excited to have the number one natural male enhancement pill in the world available as a major sponsor now. Go to TheIronPatriot.com today. TheIronPatriot.com. And watch the instructional video, look at the science for yourself, and then get a bottle of InstaHeart. It's discreet shipping. I've used it. It's amazing. And it's not just for folks that have problems in the bedroom. This also enhances it. So again, get yours today at TheIronPatriot.com. Several years ago, I approached one of the top companies in the U.S. that supplies the highest quality signature-reducing Faraday cages to the Pentagon and other U.S. government agencies. And now they have produced specifically for us this made-in-America high-end line at a very affordable price. Whether it's small pouches that protect your cell phone or big pouches that protect laptops and iPads or big bags that promote whatever electronics you want to put in it, like desktop computers. It is all exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com under the Redux name. Redux is InfoWars, taking the highest quality products and bringing them directly to you at InfoWarsStore.com. In this insane world, you are crazy if you don't protect your signature, your identity, from identity theft, hackers, criminals, corporations, governments. This is one of the hottest items out there today that's exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Taking your phone calls this hour. We're going to be talking about the Ukraine war narrative is going down in absolute flames as we speak. We have a lot of callers calling in already. But I want to talk a moment about the latest thing that our loving and competent government in Washington, D.C. has done for us, the American people. No, I'm not talking about the tens of billions of dollars we're sending overseas to Ukraine. Talking, of course, about the economic package that Democrats have just passed that they just absolutely absurdly call the Inflation Reduction Package. There's literally the opposite, right? This is like, it's like a husband going to a hooker and calling it marriage counseling, right? Not only is it not helping your marriage, it's actually making everything a lot worse, okay? It's the absolute inverse of what they say it is. And they're like not even hiding it anymore. I mean, it's so bizarre. The headline at New York Post, Senate Democrats passed $740 billion energy and health care bill with Harris's vote. It's an energy and health care bill that they just called the Inflation Reduction Act. And we've explained this before. The way the flow chart of how this goes, you call something a positive name. So then if the GOP votes against it, they can go, the whole GOP voted not to reduce your inflation. No, they voted against the thing you called the Inflation Reduction Act that does nothing to reduce inflation. You contemptible liars. You absolute shameless hypocrites. But people fall for this. And do you realize, like just on a side note here, if you're watching this broadcast, and I'm not doing one of the things where you try, there's all these psychological imperatives people can do. Cults do it all the time where they go, you're smart because you're in with us. I mean, it's one of the things that actually convinces a lot of the liberals, right? If you're smart, you understand that women are men. Okay, you understand that men can have babies because you're so much more intelligent than those plebeians that think that there are only two genders, right? They try to tell you that you're smart by believing their lies. But I'll tell you, if you're watching this broadcast, if you've tuned into InfoWars for like over an hour in the past month, you are more informed than 90% of the American people. Do you realize that people out there, tons of them, intelligent, informed, they read the news every day. They have high paying jobs. They've been to university. They have never heard the name Klaus Schwab. They have no idea what the Great Reset even is. Ask them about the World Economic Forum. Maybe they've heard of it. Some at somewhere, they can't place exactly where, but it's probably a good thing, they'll tell you, right? They have no idea. So there's only two type of people that understand what are going on. There are those involved. They're the people that recognize what's going on. They understand that they're setting up an unelected corporate despotic world government, and they're for it. They're willing to lie in order to achieve it. And then there's us, the people that see it, recognize what's going on, and are against it, and are silenced at every turn, and are outnumbered by this third group of people, the ignorant, who are being led along by that first group of people who are fully aware of the deception that they're enacting and engaged in. So that's what's happening here. You've got most people out there, if you ask them what just happened in the government, they'd say, well, those dastardly, you know, corporate slaves, the GOP, just voted against the Inflation Reduction Act because they hate the American people and they love inflation, despite the fact that inflation came about entirely under the Democratic president. So now they're off. So they've caused the problem. Now they're offering the solution. Their solution is to fund green energy and drive inflation even farther. And strangely enough, even Bernie Sanders has recognized this. Let's go down to clip number four. Here's Bernie Sanders admitting that the so-called Inflation Reduction Act, if anything, is not going to help inflation. Let's watch.
I'm going to take a moment to say a few words about the so-called Inflation Reduction Act that we are debating this evening. And I say so-called, by the way, because according to the CBO and other economic organizations who have studied this bill, it will in fact have a minimal impact on inflation.
Close, Bernie. Gosh darn it, you sure are close. It will not have a minimal impact on inflation. It will have a massive impact on inflation, a negative one. It's not going to reduce inflation whatsoever. It is only going to increase it. Here's Milton Friedman to explain. Clip number 15. Just a little flashback here. Classical libertarian explaining what should be obvious to everybody, but in case you needed a refresher, here's Milton Friedman to remind you why the government spending $740 billion on pet projects is not going to decrease inflation. Let's watch.
Inflation is made in Washington because only Washington can create money. And any other attribution to other groups of inflation is wrong. Consumers don't produce it. Producers don't produce it. The trade unions don't produce it. Foreign sheiks don't produce it. Oil imports don't produce it. What produces it is too much government spending and too much government creation of money and nothing.
And nothing else. That's right. That is all. That is the sole and total producer of inflation. It is the spending of government money. So, of course, the Inflation Reduction Act is a $740 billion package of all sorts of ridiculous and nonsensical efforts from the federal government, including ones to combat climate change, to the tune of $400 billion. Yeah, see, it's the Inflation Reduction Package, and we're going to spend $400 billion to make the weather better. You fall for this? Are you really that stupid? Are the American people really this stupid? They're not this stupid. They're this misinformed. They're this uninformed. They are victims of a massive, ruthless, and now open conspiracy to defraud them of everything they and their ancestors have built. Simple as that. Not that complicated. From nationalnewsnow.com, Democratic Economic Package adds 87,000 new IRS agents. This is a huge cash infusion for the Internal Revenue Service. As part of the economic package, Democrats are working to push through Congress before their August break. Under a new deal worked out by Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin, the Inflation Reduction Act of 2022 would spend, I mean, just call it what it, instead of the Inflation Reduction, we're going to call it the IRS Reduction Act, the IRS Shrinkage Act. Yes, it's the IRS Shrinkage Act. It's going to decrease the IRS by adding 87,000 new IRS agents. Right? You might as well just call it the exact opposite of what it is. It's what they're doing for the Inflation Reduction Act. 87,000 new IRS agents, roughly doubling the agency's size. The IRS says the money is expected to go towards efforts to crack down on wealthy tax evaders and to modernize its technology. See, it is in fact a program by these very same wealthy tax evaders to put an unreasonable burden on the American people, the middle class and small businesses that they themselves have already gamed their way out of. You think they're going to start paying taxes now? They're evading taxes in legal ways. Even if the IRS had a million agents investigating all of these people, what are they going to find? They're going to find offshore accounts with, opaque numbers that are controlled by foreign adversaries. What are they going to do? It's not going to help tax the wealthy people. Please get your head out of your butt.
InfoWars has been vindicated. We've been proven right.
world government, the new world order is out in the open. And now more than ever, the forces of Satan are trying to shut down this broadcast. The forces of anti-human, godless new world order are out of control. So now realize, we have pushed them out in the light, we have pushed them out in the open, and they are so upset and they are so scared. So while you still can, because any day could be our last broadcast, spread the word about the show, share the article, share the videos, and please fund us while getting great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. Books, films, t-shirts, great supplements, vitamin fusion, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Ultra 12, Diet Force, so much more right now at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, pray for justice and pray for freedom and pray for the children and pray for free speech and justice to win. Thank you so much for joining us. Now spread the word, my friends. We're involved in an epic, historic battle.
The Great Reset and the War for the World is the book that the government doesn't want you to read, that most of the big, powerful companies trying to control your life, the big tech companies, they don't want you to read this book. They want to control what you think, what you do, what you read, but you don't want that. And Alex Jones doesn't want that. And this book shows you what's happening and gives you the sort of playbook for how to fight against it. And so by buying this book, you're going to prove that censorship doesn't work, that freedom is alive in this country. This is essential reading. And, you know, I would go right now and buy it before the censorship kicks in. It's not going to be available in bookstores. It's not going to be available in libraries. They're going to try to take it down from every platform that they can, but they're not going to be able to do it. Prove that censorship doesn't work. Buy The Great Reset. Thank you, Alex Jones. I really appreciate you having me on, and I appreciate you writing this book and getting the information out there.
Jacob in Ohio, welcome. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
Good, brother.
Great last caller. I just wanted to start with plugging your sleep supplement. It's basically the only way I get sleep anymore with all the gaslighting, demoralization, and absurdity. It's like we're living in a twilight zone, man.
All right, Eric in New Hampshire. Eric, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, thanks for taking my call. If I could, I just want to throw a quick plug out for one of the products. The X2 does wonders. I recommend it to everybody. If you're on the fence about it, get off the fence, get the product, support the info. War.
Tyler in Maine, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, it's great to be on with you. It's an honor.
Honor to talk to you.
Awesome. So first thing I wanted to do was say I love the products, Alpha Power, even at 29. If you ask my better half, she loves it, and it helps in the bedroom. So just number one for viewers.
Well, it definitely works. It's not a joke.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Sold out for more than 6 months. Our number one bestseller is now back in stock. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. All the minerals, all the vitamins, all the key amino acids to turbocharge your immune system and make your body as healthy as it could possibly be. Ladies and gentlemen, this is our best-selling product because people love it. We first launched it 4 years ago. I was like, okay, it's another item. It's high-quality vitamins, minerals. Okay, great. People love it because it tastes great and they see the results. And it funds the InfoWar. So sold out for more than 6 months, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is now back in stock for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off because I want you to experience it. I want you to get it. I want to move it out the door and hopefully get more in the future. But who knows, supply chain breakdowns, it may not happen. So get your Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com today and keep InfoWars on the air. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to go directly out to your phone calls now. I do want to tell you that one of our best-selling and most popular products ever at InfoWars Store is back in stock and has been marked down 40% off. That is the Vitamin Mineral Fusion. It is back. It's the platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulas. It has returned after being out of stock for months. So now there's no better time than right now to ensure that you're boosting your natural systems and getting your essential vitamins, minerals, and nutrients, then with Vitamin Mineral Fusion back in stock, 40% off. We do not live in a perfect world. Our diets no longer contain everything we need. Instead of spending huge amounts of time and money to get you the stuff that your body needs to function, you can do it easily and cheaply with Vitamin Mineral Fusion back in stock, 40% off. Again, this is one of those products that when people call in and want to talk about products, there's almost a 50% chance they're going to talk about Vitamin Mineral Fusion because it's so simple, so easy, and so effective in a way of effective of a way of getting your vitamins C, D, E, and B12, your calcium, magnesium, zinc, selenium, L-glutamine, CoQ10, and many more vital nutrients. In this time of need, it's especially crucial that we're giving our bodies what they need to function at optimum health. Don't wait until it's out of stock again. Boost your natural systems and get Vitamin Mineral Fusion today at 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And of course, it is yet another metaphorical bullet in our chamber, yet another gallon of gas in our tank to continue this operation against the overwhelming resistance we find from those in authority. And with that, we go out to your phone calls. I want to go to Gus in Florida first. Gus is married to a pharmacist and can offer some background on that phone call that we heard earlier, where you heard that pharmacist be completely inhuman in her responses. Oh, I may have killed your child. Well, I'm just following orders, sir. Incredible stuff. Gus in Florida, thanks so much for calling in. Well, what do you know about how pharmacists are being instructed these days?
Hey, Mr. Smith, how you doing? Good talking to you again. It's been a while.
Good to hear from you.
Well, see, this is what's going on. So first, most people, I mean, we look around in society, they're on board with the program. So that's probably why she was so blasé about it. You know, she just figured stuff happened. You know, everything that you take has a side effect. So she sounded to me like she didn't care because she's on board. She's probably all boosted and vaxxed anyway.
Yep.
Now, the flip side is the people that are against it. The pharmacy industry, the retail pharmacy industry, has bonus and incentive programs. They got metrics they got to meet. And before COVID, they would push flu vaccination like nobody's business.
Right.
My wife, in order to meet her numbers, would come home and ask me, come on, babe, come get a shot.
Right.
And I was like, nah, I don't take shots for nothing unless I absolutely have to. And she used to laugh kind of, but she was cool. You know, my wife is not from this country. She's a very sweet Christian girl from the Middle East. And, you know, she is very nice. And in the beginning of all this, she would tell people, you know, have you looked into the side effects? And whenever she got somebody who was on board with the program, you could call them liberal, Democrat, there's conservatives that are all with the vax. It doesn't matter. Those people would pitch a fit and they would report them.
Mm.
So I started telling my wife, I was like, look, and me, I got in trouble once for selling drugs and whatever. I told her, look, a lot of these people act like crackheads at 3 a.m. knocking on your door. So there's only so much you can do. You ask them if they want to know about side effects, and if they say yes, tell them that the data is constantly changing and that it's best that they speak with their doctor.
Right.
That way you are good with the company and you're not telling them something they don't want to hear already. But most of these people are on board. And I feel terrible for that guy. I really do. But as somebody who had a similar incident with my own children, where other people in my family took it upon themselves to take one of my children to a hospital for something and didn't tell me, his beef is with his wife.
Right.
Because his wife violated that bond. And I feel terrible for him. But I don't think he has a lawsuit. He's not going to win it. The way the system is now, I don't think he has a chance in hell. But I hate to say it, his beef is with his wife.
You know, you make so many good points there, Gus. And honestly, it is like asking a drug dealer if they care that one of their people overdosed on a drug that they sold him. They're like, well, he's a crackhead and I sold him drugs. Like, what am I supposed to do? Right. I mean, it's part of it. It's part of what we do. I hadn't thought of it that way, but yeah, that's a very good man. You make a lot of good points, Gus. It doesn't exonerate these people of their responsibility, especially in when it comes to little kids being given this.
Yeah, you got to walk a line, you know, and it's because these believers, I'm telling you, my wife's a sweet girl, man. And she's been in the game in the pharmacy business, I mean, for more than 10 years, but she got her license 10 years ago. And I've been with her a little over 10 years. And she's also a professor, too, you know, and she comes home in tears because these people are like, yo, I want my crack. And they insult her and they curse her out. And, you know, I've hardened her up over the years, but she has to go in the back and cry sometimes.
Right.
These people, man, they can get really bad and nasty.
Right. And I, you know, I could just imagine that pharmacist on the receiving end of the phone call probably felt very attacked, probably felt personally attacked, you know, and was like, oh, these people are being so mean to me. It's like, well, you may have killed his son. So, you know, maybe you had it coming.
Oh, that
a little
lady
bit.
Didn't care. Yeah, that lady didn't care. I could hear it in her voice. She's with the program. You know what I'm saying? She's probably double vaxxed, boosted. You know, she's with the program for sure.
With the No, I think that's a great way of putting it too. There are a lot of people that are simply with the program, and whether they know what the whole program is or not, they honestly don't even care. You know, it's like the, you're exactly right. Very well put, Gus. I want to get to some other phone calls, but I really thank you for calling in. And, I think
that's
extremely informative. Thank you so much for that. Let's go to Nick in Oklahoma has a recap and a message for InfoWars. Thanks for calling in. Nick, you are on the air.
Well, Mr. Harrison, how you doing?
Good. Thank you.
So, just quick little thing. So, I'm not a very smart person. I mean, I'm a truck driver. I graduated high school, and that's about it. And being able to watch InfoWars and listen to the way you guys break down information and how you guys write your articles, I'm able to comprehend what news is out there, and I'm able to keep up and stay focused on what's going on and prepare myself and my family and be ready to go. You know, just to recap, make sure I understand everything right. So we got Russia's down in Ukraine, and these guys have, you know, basically Russia's won. And as Russia's winning and they're going into these biolabs, they're uncovering all sorts of different information that definitively proves that the Democratic Party funded, facilitated, and released COVID-19 from being weaponized to the release of it, to the study of it, all nine yards. Am I right in understanding that?
Well, I think the evidence that the Democratic Party or just the establishment in general was involved in the gain of function stuff, there's been hearings recently about that. And that was one of the claims that Russia made. I mean, at the same time, I was a little suspicious of that going, okay, it sounds like, you know, maybe Russia's making these claims and it could be true, could not be, but certainly they seem to be announcing that they're going into these labs and finding gain of function research, not necessarily on COVID, but actually on other diseases that are even worse. And they're also finding ways of distributing these diseases, such as giving them to wild birds and then allowing the wild birds to migrate. So they do claim that they are uncovering a bunch of stuff in these bio labs. We're about to go to break here, and I appreciate Nick's I appreciate your humility in this. I wouldn't call you a stupid person though, but I think one of the things that the media does is they make things so complicated to make people feel like they're stupid, put things in a certain way that's confusing and convoluted, so people go, I don't understand this, I just got to go with the experts, when the reality is they're trying to make you feel stupid.
The scientific dictatorship that I've been warning you about for 27 years has now gone from beta testing to operational. The globalists are out in the open with their planetary depopulation takeover, their robot takeover. But the good news is we've been working and you've been working and others have been working across the planet for decades to get ready for this, to be able to fight it off. Humanity is strong. We're incredible.
And if we're aware of the attack that's happening, we have a real chance of defeating it. If we ask God for guidance, we will defeat it. So prayer is essential, research is essential, getting prepared is essential, and warning others is absolutely essential. And at the same time, supporting InfoWars by buying high-quality products to keep us on air is essential because they're great products for you and your family, and they're also funding our operation. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com is incredible. A lot of our products that have been sold out because of the supply chain breakdowns are back in, like bodies, Vasobeats, and others. So get them today at InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you for being part of the resistance.
InfoWars has been vindicated. We've been proven right. World government, the New World Order is out in the open. And now more than ever, the forces of Satan are trying to shut down this broadcast. The forces of anti-human, godless New World Order are out of control. So now realize, we have pushed them out in the light, we have pushed them out in the open, and they are so upset and they are so scared. So while you still can, because any day could be our last broadcast, spread the word about the show, share the article, share the videos, and please fund us. We're getting great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. Books, films, t-shirts, great supplements, vitamin mineral fusion, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Ultra 12, Diet Force, so much more right now at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, pray for justice and pray for freedom and pray for the children and pray for free speech and justice to win. Thank you so much for joining us. Now spread the word, my friends. We're involved in an epic, historic battle. Sold out for 7 months. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula is back in stock. Turmeric's been known for thousands of years to do amazing things for your joints, for your stamina, for your immune system, for your libido. And look, the average stuff on the shelves is 5, 6, 7% curcuminoid. We have the strongest brand on earth. There's nobody else decided to do it. It's 95% curcuminoid at InfoWarsStore.com. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, 95% curcuminoid. It is incredible. And what's even more incredible is it funds the InfoWar. So the only way you fail is not taking action today and ordering Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply amazing. Discover the power of curcuminoids at 95% at InfoWarsStore.com today with Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula.
We are now living in the void, sliding towards collapse in the strange space between what we've known and what's to come. And right now, the most important thing to remember is, don't panic. Stay calm, because now is the time that we must get our bearings and steer the ship onto a safe, sound course. There is nothing stopping we the people from making our own rules and building our own society. All we got to do is survive the crash. And right now, we still have time to prepare. The world fiat currency system is racing towards zero. It's time to convert it into hard assets now, including food, water, and survival gear to keep us strong and at the ready. Go to preparetoday.com for the essentials. Storable foods, water filtration, first aid, power, and more. At preparetoday.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, folks, pretty wild stuff. Yeah, but what has Donald Trump accomplished in 4 years? Good question. See if we can come up with some answers. 7 million new jobs. Middle class family income increased $6,000. Lowest black unemployment, lowest Hispanic unemployment, lowest female unemployment. No new wars destroyed ISIS. He killed terrorist leaders. Lowest unemployment overall, by the way. Embassy moved to Jerusalem. Peace in the Middle East. American prisoners free. Justice reform. Canceled the Iran deal. Sorry, they're going too fast. Confirmed 230 federal judges, 3 SCOTUS judges. Okay, take a break. Oh, energy independence. Right, he did that too. Remember the wall on the southern border? Then 7 million people off food stamps and the largest tax reform in history. Anybody remember that? Poverty at a record low. Does that matter to anybody? 16% increase in American workers' pay. 1.2 manufacturing in construction jobs, the Dow and the NASDAQ hitting records constantly, manufacturing optimism up, home sales all-time record, lowest gas price in the nation. He stopped the communists. I mean, it just goes on and on, folks. He made America great again. Remember when he did that? Remember when he did all of that? Does anybody remember all of the amazing stuff that happened? Does anybody remember how amazing it was for those 4 years? Anybody remember how world peace was brought about? Anybody remember him shaking hands with the leaders of rogue nations as they came closest to declaring peace and an end to the 50-year war on the Korean Peninsula? Does anybody remember any of this? No. No, no, he's a bad guy. He's a big bad guy. Because he, you know, whatever he did. What did Trump do again? I can't remember. What were the bad things that he did? If anybody could enlighten me on that. I just thought that was a pretty clever and efficient way of showing exactly what Donald Trump did positively in this country. Some of those things, maybe you might slightly disagree with. At least he tried something. At least he actually got us away from war. Remember he tried to look into Ukraine, figure out what was going on there, and they impeached him over it? Well, we'll get very into the corruption, the fetid, rotten heart at the center of the Ukrainian establishment in the next hour. But now we go back out to your phone calls. We have Max in Kansas. It's called in about the vaccine killing people, as it is to a massive degree. Thank you so much for calling in, Max. You're on the air.
Good morning, Harrison. How are you doing this morning?
Good, thank you. How are you?
I'm pretty good myself. With this vaccine propaganda being spit out by the media, by Big Pharma, I mean, like, can we only retarded people, like, only retarded people will, like, take this as something useful and, like, real or as facts? Like people, again, like you said, people who are awake to everything and people who understand, hear what these people say, hear what they put out, and they think that, like, that's not good. Like, they don't have a good feeling about it, and they try to point it out to people. But, and you know, I just can't get over the fact that people just go along with it so easily. Like, for example, in my school, people are like posting about when they get their booster, when they get their vaccine and all this crap. And like, for example, you know, there was one girl in my class, we were going around saying what we did over the weekend. One girl was like, I got my booster. And then the next day she was slumped over at her desk, sleeping, you know, the whole class complaining about how bad her arm hurt. And you know, I've been wanting to tell them. Yeah. And then, you know, I even asked her about it. She said, well, that's how I know it's working.
Right.
I said, I just walked out. Okay, I'm done with this conversation. But, and then there was another thing, dude. Like, so my family knew a police officer. He was 42, father of three, and ran a mile or two every morning. He's in good shape. Took the vaccine, and then a week later, died of blood clots.
Mm.
Like, that doesn't, and then, like, the funny thing from your vaccine pitch meeting was, oh, what a coincidence. It's like people look at that and don't think anything of it.
Right.
And I can't comprehend how someone can look at all these deaths and, like you said, you know, all these increases, and people are just like, oh, scratching their heads, like, oh, I wonder what's doing this. Like, this is the biggest vaccine rollout in history, or quote, vaccine rollout in history, and, like, people just don't think anything of it. And, again, only retarded people think like that.
Yeah, and, I mean, It's crazy how, I don't want to sound conceited here or anything, but it's crazy how InfoWars was right about all this, because it would seem crazy, the things that we predict, and yet it's all true. And it's a simple method that I personally take. It's imagine that the world is run by the most despicable, unaccountable, unquestionable, evil people that you can possibly imagine, and you're going to be right about your predictions. We knew that the vaccine wasn't just a placebo. It wasn't just something that didn't work.
Yeah.
It's a death shot. And here we're seeing the rollout and the inevitable, you know, consequences of what it would be like to have your entire system occupied by people who openly despise you and have murderous intentions behind what they're doing. In the same way, it's my prediction that we're going to see some sort of false flag in Russia to get America involved. I don't know exactly what that will be yet, but it looks like Ukraine is slipping out of their hands and they can't afford to have that happen. And again, people have this idea, and I don't know where they get it, that somehow the people in charge have your best interest in mind or actually doing things in an attempt to make the world a better place or a more peaceful or safe or good place. It's the exact opposite. Their entire mindset, their entire agenda is, how do we do the most amount of damage without waking people up, right? Without without doing it so much that people can no longer ignore it? Like, how do we do it in the softest way possible? How do we kill all these people? How do we murder everyone in the world without making people stand up and fight back while we do it? And that's the entire methodology that they're following, and they're extremely good at it. They're extremely sophisticated in it, and of course they're helped and supported in this by the mainstream media compatriots that also have this same idea in mind. And that's really all you have to do. So you think they won't start World War III? You think they're scared of nuclear bombs going off? They have killed tens of thousands with their shots already, and we're just getting started in this process. So they're going for broke. They are trying to set up a worldwide system of absolute control and total subjugation of all of humanity under their will and their whim for their own support as they make themselves like gods. They've announced this. They're telling you this. It's just most people aren't listening. So, no, there's nothing out of reach for them, and there's no length to which they will not go. They're all, like, worse than that pharmacist, right? Who can be told, look, your shot is killing children. They go, well, I'm just going to keep doing it. Like, imagine that. But instead of being just sort of an ignorant cog in the machine, you're the one operating the machine and going, yes, I know, I'm killing the children. That's the point. That is the point, folks. Do not underestimate these people. Thank you so much for the call, Max. Let's go to Hobbs in Nebraska, who wants to talk about another story that I missed while on vacation, but I have it here, the tweet from Jack Posobiec about the FBI whistleblower leak and the Bureau's domestic terrorism symbols guide on militia violent extremism, including images such as the Come and Take It flag, the Gadsden flag, and a number of other purely American symbols. Thank you for calling in, Hobbs. You're on the air.
Hey, good morning, Harrison. Good morning, InfoWarriors. You know who it is. Hey, welcome back, Harrison. Your guest host did a wonderful job last week, but it's good to have the OG back in the captain's chair.
Thank you very much. Very glad to be back, sir.
Yeah, so anyways, so looking at that extremist symbols and the buzzwords sheet that they had out there, I think that it's almost, if not more interesting about who's missing than who is actually on it. Now, obviously, you're going to not see groups like Antifa or general anarcho-communism or left-wing communism or BLM or any of those, you know. So, you know, we'll just forget about those, because if you focus on their absence from that graphic, you're going to be accused of whataboutism, no matter how appropriate that it might be to engage in a little bit of whataboutism in this regard. Don't worry about them. Let's instead shift focus to who's missing on the ostensibly right-wing side of the violent extremists. Who's not on there from the alleged right wing? Well, the Klan isn't on there, even though they keep telling us that we have to look out for them under every single rock and bush and everything else. Who else is missing? Oh, Patriot Front, they're not on there. Wonder where they're at. Although I did see one funny little meme about a funny tweet stating that the Patriot flag symbol is on the sheet. It's just the seal at the top left corner of the sheet.
Right.
So I think that moving forward, if anybody is going to be arguing about how our government is targeting the people who love this country the most and putting on their horse blinders for neo-Bolshevik retards that are destroying the country for real, I think it would probably be a little bit appropriate to argue with people saying, look at who the feds are telling us we need to be afraid of, and see if they're on that list, because the two lists don't match, right?
That's very interesting. I hadn't heard that interpretation. But remember, I think the day before I went on vacation, I told the big long story about how working with the FBI, and they're going, look, this Facebook page is very troubling. And I was like, that looks like my Facebook page. The Come and Take It flag, Americana imagery, that's what I'm into.
We brought the game-changing product, previously only available to major oil companies around the world, to the civilian market 2 years ago, the BioPros, for septic tanks, for porta-potties, for RVs, for your drains, your boats. It goes on and on. It'll eat the oil off of your driveway if you just add water. But it's been so successful now, we're selling it to major RV parks, pig farms, you name it, because this stuff will eat anything that is organic. And it's exclusively available at TheBioPros.com and now InfoWarsStore.com. We sold out of this for almost a year, but we made a major purchase, and it is now in stock for whatever your need is at InfoWarsStore.com. You'll also find instructional videos and more information at InfoWarsStore.com or TheBioPros.com. Made in America, powered by God's great creation. It is amazing, and it funds the InfoWar. If you're like myself and so many other people on this planet, especially as you get older, you gain weight, even if you eat a lot less. But I got to tell you, InfoWars is only about bringing you amazing products that really work. So we looked at the supplement market that we fund a lot of our operations with, and we said, what are the best-selling, natural, healthy, anti-fat weight loss products that are out there? We went and looked at the top 10, and they all had the same ingredients in common that is in this product. But with our new product from X7 Diet Force, we got the very best concentrates of these known natural essences that just do amazing things for your body. And so I've lost almost 40 pounds. I'm still a little bit overweight in the last 3 months, and I've been doing it using Diet Force and also exercise. Well, now Diet Force is exclusively available right now at InfoWarsStore.com, 40% off. InfoWarsStore.com, Diet Force. You need to take this product. It really works.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
This is an emergency transmission from deep in the heart of Texas, the U.S. resistance against a global corporate combine empowered and funded by Communist China, allied with the big mega banks that set up Communist China in 1949. The Communist Chinese have taken control of U.S. telecommunications infrastructure. The Communist Chinese have taken control of Hollywood. The Communist Chinese have taken control of the main universities. This is all confirmed. This is not a drill. Big tech in Silicon Valley is almost completely run by the Communist Chinese government. They've officially become state-run. Apple, 100%. Google is now making the transition and announcing a merger and total worldwide censorship. They are now beta testing using me as the straw man, a demonized version of Alex Jones, to do that. This is happening. This is not like the other probes before that were meant to get you used to probes and censorship, thinking you would adapt to censorship by just putting up with it. Now this attack is thousands and thousands and thousands of times the magnitude of all previous attacks. This is a titrated dose, reverse psychological warfare operation using adapt and overcome, subversion, paradigm manipulation. In layman's terms, they are manipulating the fact that we adapt to being oppressed. We adapt to being pressed with the low dosages of oppression. Now when the megaton hits us of the total takeover, we try to adapt to the poison infusion instead of not knowing it's a lethal dose if we accept the dose. Total Internet of Things integration, global social score, complete command and control system. It is the virtual reality AI weapon system now attacking the United States with traitors inside the major security agencies, blocking Trump's resistance of the program and attempting to stop us from removing the tentacles of the Chi-Com slash Big Tech banking combine emergency situation. I have been chosen for destruction because I brought you this information and have been battering, ramming it out as much as I can. They want to double use me as they always do in any complex system of mathematical deception, where every angle of my good is turned against us. So they take what I've said, being sincere, build me into an insincere person in the straw man. I'm a person that cares about life and children and is against these wars. And so they make me a herder of children. And then they build me into this lie to then set the distraction while they're actually censoring all of you to make a debate about Alex Jones. So even if I didn't sell out to them, they now use me as an archetype to serve them by being the main distraction. I have now been captured by the enemy in the information warfare fulcrum and is being used against you. Only your full understanding of this key will break you free from this paradigm. I have given you the transmission. Now break free.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
That video, ladies and gentlemen, was from August 2018, 4 years ago, and yet it's just as applicable now as it was back then. That was immediately following us getting kicked off of the internet because, again, what they're doing is setting a precedent using Alex Jones, as he put in that rant right there, the most epic rant ever, and that's what this will be titled. If you want to share this, and I hope that you do, go to band.video a little bit later today after the show. We're going to upload just that video by itself called Alex Jones' Most Epic Rant Explains Everything from August 2018. And again, it's just as applicable now as it was back then. And you can see back then, Alex Jones, he didn't even have his new studio yet. The beard was brand new. Band.video didn't yet exist. And yet, even though they tried to destroy us back then, even though they tried to drive us off our platforms and drive us into bankruptcy and insolvency back then with their machinations through big tech, it didn't work. So they've stepped up their attacks. And so once again, we need to step up our operation. We ask you, in all sincerity, beg you and need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com to help us expand, to help us grow, to help us fight back against the attacks that we're under. InfoWarsStore.com is the only way to do it. It's the only way we've been able to defeat these attacks in the past. It's the only way we will possibly be able to defeat them in the future. InfoWarsStore.com. We will continue to expand. We will continue to operate. We will continue to tell you the truth regardless of what those in power think about it, but only if we have the ability to do so, which is funded by you going to InfoWarsStore.com. We've given you the transmission. It's time to break free, folks. It's not going to be another.
InfoWars has been vindicated. We've been proven right. World government, the New World Order is out in the open. And now more than ever, the forces of Satan are trying to shut down this broadcast. The forces of anti-human, godless New World Order are out of control. So now realize, we have pushed them out in the light, we have pushed them out in the open, and they are so upset and they are so scared. So while you still can, because any day could be our last broadcast, spread the word about the show, share the article, share the videos, and please fund us while getting great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. Books, films, t-shirts, great supplements, vitamin mineral fusion, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Ultra 12, Diet Force, so much more right now at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, pray for justice and pray for freedom and pray for the children and pray for free speech and justice to win. Thank you so much for joining us. Now spread the word, my friends. We're involved in an epic, historic battle.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
All right, folks, welcome back. The hour of American Journal has begun on this Monday, the 8th of August transmission. We are coming to you live from the InfoWars headquarters here in Austin, Texas. We will continue to broadcast until they physically shut us down. InfoWarsStore.com is where you go to support us and keep us on the air. One of the main operations of the globalist is this war in Ukraine. I want to talk about it here for a moment. We'll go out to your phone calls in just a second. But let's just take a look at the way that this narrative is crumbling at this very moment. Just in the last day or so, multiple revelations are coming out. Now, these revelations aren't new necessarily. They're new data points. It's new escalations in this. But this may, in fact, simply reflect a change in messaging as the New World Order alters its prescribed method in achieving its ultimate goal of global depopulation and an installation of an unaccountable, unelected, and permanent corporate superstate of global governance. So just a few of these from InfoWars. CBS News censors its own documentary exposing how 70% of U.S. funding of Ukraine is wasted. Now, if you want my opinion, 100% of this funding of Ukraine is wasted because there is no sense that any of this funding will actually go towards the creation of peace or the defeat of Russia. Russia at this point has all but already won the war And there's nothing in any information you can find that says that more weapons in Ukraine will somehow reverse that outcome. It's a matter now of simply getting the most out of it that they can. A tweet posted by CBS on Friday promoted its new film, Arming Ukraine, by explaining that the documentary, quote, explores why much of the billions of dollars in military aid that the U.S. is sending to Ukraine doesn't make it to the front lines, saying that only about 30% reaches its final destination. Well, gosh, that's troubling, isn't it? You're giving weapons to the Ukrainian governments to defeat Russia. Where are the weapons going? Are they being sold to terrorist networks in order to enrich the Ukrainian officials that have control over the weapons deliveries? Are they not even being delivered? Are they being just delivered and trashed and just set off to the side? Because once the check clears, it doesn't actually matter where the weapons go. It's pretty interesting. It's good to see American media outlets focusing on this. They say flooding a country with advanced weaponry can have grave consequences even when done with the best of intentions. Again, the intentions, I would say, are questionable, but hey, at least CBS, in their description of this documentary, seem to be wanting to get to the bottom of the facts. The CBS Reports documentary goes inside Ukraine to get a first-hand look at how military aid gets from the border to the frontline soldiers and explores the difficulties of getting the aid to the fighters who need it. However, the film has now been completely removed from the CBS website with a page not found label in its place. After being bombarded with questions as to why the film was censored over the weekend, CBS finally announced why they had removed it. They said, "We removed a tweet promoting our recent doc, Arming Ukraine, which quoted the founder of the nonprofit Blue Yellow, Jonas Oman's assessment in late April that only 30% of aid was reaching the front lines in Ukraine. They say we're updating our documentary to reflect this new information to air at a later date." You know, it almost seems like one of the ways the New World Order gets away with what they get away with is by allowing the truth to come out so that then they can counter it, almost in a way of like pre-arming their useful idiots in everyday life, where now you go, look, we're giving billions and billions of dollars to Ukraine, and it's not even going to Ukraine. It's just a money laundering operation. It's just, and they go, no, I heard about that, and I watched the CBS documentary, and that's actually not true. All right, so they actually provide the truth so that they can then come up with the cover-up so that they can almost guard themselves against these accusations, because if they weren't able to give the, you know, people on the ground the talking points to counteract the accusations, then those people would be first confronted by the accusations from people like us, and they won't know what to do with it. It's sophisticated, I would say. But that's just one of the latest reversals in revelations about Zelensky and Ukraine. From Welt.de, this is a respected German newspaper, article called President Zelensky's Secret Deals. And again, this has been translated, so it's imperfect grammar, but I'll just read it verbatim. It says, revelations about offshore accounts, a film that must not be shown, and then Wagnergate. Two journalists reveal what war in Ukraine was in the summer before Putin's attack. One scandal in particular exposes the president. Essentially, there's a film called Offshore 95 that was to be premiered in a theater called the Little Opera in Kiev. It was a documentary film based on the Pandora Papers, with over 11 million leaked documents from financial service providers. Remember the Pandora Papers? They came out, nobody did anything about. Remember those? The International Network of Investigative Journalists began publishing revelations on October 3rd about offshore accounts of hundreds of government officials around the world, including 35 world leaders. Volodymyr Zelensky played an important role in the 2.9 terabytes of confidential information in Offshore 95, President Zelensky's Secret Deals. Ukrainian investigative journalists reported on these findings of Zelensky's corruption, but now the premiere has been canceled at the last minute. The director of the theater called journalists just a few hours beforehand to tell them that, yeah, your film exposing the corruption of Zelensky, it won't be playing. No, not in our theater. Not going to be happening. Dagny Taggart on Twitter says, Zelensky is in big trouble. First Amnesty International, now the German mainstream media, publishes evidence of huge corruption and his direct involvement. In my opinion, his days are numbered from hero to zero, as they as more and more information comes out exposing the lie of Ukraine being a democracy that represents the will of its people. No, it's a plutocracy controlled by oligarchs, manipulated by the international interests of the people in charge of America. You have to be careful about how you say things, because it's not our interest. It's not actually American interest. It's the interest of the people who sit at the head of America, you know, piloting us, you know, from the chair, like we're just a giant golem to be operated and to smash things that they don't like. It doesn't actually have to do with our interest. Doesn't have anything to do with the interest or the benefit of the American people. It has to do entirely with the people who use the power of America to achieve their own aims. And the control mechanism they use is the intelligence community, which is in fact an international cabal of people. Look just the way he stands. The man's a goblin. Meanwhile, so you've got this documentary from Germany, you've got the documentary from CBS, both of these have been scuttled, both of these have been removed from air and censored because they expose the fact that the people that we are arming and allying with are, in fact, incredibly corrupt. Well, now the UN slams the suicidal nuclear plant attacks. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has voiced concerns over a potential disaster at Europe's largest nuclear power station after Russia accused Ukrainian forces of shelling the plant in the country's southern Zaporizhzhia region on Friday. The AIEA also suggested sending a delegation to the site to provide technical support for nuclear safety and security and to help prevent the situation from spiraling even more out of control. Neither Moscow nor Kiev has reacted to the proposal so far. So turns out the Ukrainians are launching attacks against a nuclear power plant, toying with a second Chernobyl, perhaps endangering the lives and livelihood and health of an entire continent. Most likely in an attempt to create a false flag to say, see, it's so dangerous that Russia's invading. We need to go to war with them. Now it's a nuclear conflict. Now it's a nuclear meltdown. Now everybody has to get involved. Now NATO has to actively get involved and America has to declare war on Russia. All of this is just the icing on the cake of the Amnesty International report. And we'll get into that on the other side. Amnesty, the way Reuters reports it, and if you search it today, if you search Amnesty International Ukraine report, it's actually kind of hard to find the report. We have the report and we'll talk about it. But the headlines that you'll get instead are things like Amnesty regrets the distress they caused by report rebuking Ukraine. We're so sorry for the distress that we caused by telling the truth. We're so sorry to have shattered the lie and caused you cognitive dissonance in your head as you attempt to maintain the falsehood in the face of the truth. We're so sorry that distresses you.
People say Alex Jones is crazy. He's a conspiracy theory guy. He's a nutcase. He's got these rants and all that. What they miss is that this guy's ahead of the curve on so many different topics of signal, not noise. If you look at the signal and you compare that to PBS and NPR and BBC, and we'll do what Alex Jones put out there versus what your collective body has put out there. And if you're a sentient human being and just watching it, you say, well, God, Alex Jones was ahead of this. Not only that, he kind of explained it. You are one of the great thinkers of this. That is very rare. You've got to go back almost to the revolutionary generation and see that. In this new book, I got to tell you, when Tony Lyons first approached me, I read this thing. I go, this is it. This is no beach read. You're not going to be flipping pages here. You're going to be having a pen out. And you're going to be underlining stuff.
The Great Reset by Alex Jones. Order your copy now at Amazon or InfoWarsStore.com.
Frank in North Carolina, thanks for holding so long. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alec, I just have to say something, man. It seems like every time I turn on your broadcast, you're bragging. It just gets old, man.
I'm going to shut you down right now, okay? We're taking calls about your nomination. Do you understand they're having congressional hearings trying to shut us down? Do you understand I'm ringing the alarm? If that was happening to anybody else, I'd be freaked out. I mean, what's it going to take? Us being shut down? Is that what you want, Frank?
You know what, Alex?
Hey, put him on pause again. Hey, Frank, do you understand it's not bragging to say we are the tip of the spear, we're under attack, we need your help? As much begging as I do, we can barely pay the bills and grow in the face of this. I'm not going to just stop growth and let them start pushing us backwards. You understand? I need your help, Frank. I need your help, Frank.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and help fund the InfoWars.
Do you understand? I need your help, Frank. Free press needs your help, Frank.
Experience the next level in high-powered energy nootropics with our latest BrainForce offering, BrainForce Ultra. Now it is easier than ever to take in the new liquid form with 8 beneficial super ingredients. BrainForce Ultra is the result of years of enhanced formulation. Free of toxic additives, each ingredient is specifically selected for its many key properties. Some of the proprietary super ingredients behind BrainForce Ultra include guarana seed, which is loaded with energy compounds and antioxidants that have been used by Amazonian tribes for centuries. Alpha GPC, a natural compound found in the brain that delivers an essential nutrient, choline. And ginkgo leaf, which is also known for its exceptional antioxidant content. This product is more than twice the servings of our BrainForce Plus as well, so you know it's packed full of the good stuff. Destroy that brain fog today and secure your bottle of BrainForce Ultra before it is completely sold out at InfoWarsStore.com.
Sold out for more than 6 months, our number one bestseller is now back in stock. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. All the minerals, all the vitamins, all the key amino acids to turbocharge your immune system and make your body as healthy as it can possibly be. Ladies and gentlemen, this is our best-selling product because people love it. We first launched it 4 years ago. I was like, okay, it's another item. It's high-quality vitamins, minerals. Okay, great. People love it because it tastes great and they see the results. And it funds the InfoWar. So sold out for more than 6 months, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is now back in stock for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off because I want you to experience it. I want you to get it. I want to move it out the door and hopefully get more in the future. But who knows, supply chain breakdowns, it may not happen. So get your Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com today and keep InfoWars on the air. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, folks, we are going to go out to your phone calls momentarily. Truman and Kim, get to you here in just a second. Thank you so much for holding. AMC International came out with a report on August 4th. We have it here. And it again confirms what InfoWars told you, because it's not actually that difficult to figure out what the truth is behind many of the headlines. All you have to do is have complete and total revulsion for the people telling you lies and just assume that they're engaged in the most evil thing they possibly could be. And you're going to be right most of the time, because they are evil. They do lie. And their lies aren't even that sophisticated or complicated or difficult to see through. It's just, it's pretty amazing how often InfoWars is able to glean the truth just from the falsehoods in the headline. We told you a million times, it looks like what's happening is Ukraine is setting up weapons batteries in residential areas, because you'd get headline after headline about Russia bombing civilian targets. And you go, okay, either Russia is super evil and they're just bombing civilians because they're stupid, right? Just like Syria is going to attack its own people with chemical weapons because they're just so dumb. They want to cross the one red line that would get America involved because they're suicidal or something. Like, you either have to assume that, or you have to assume the people reporting this to you are themselves the despicable liars engaged in the continual churning machine of death. And that turns out to be the truth. So it wasn't that complicated to figure out. I went, okay, well, if Russia's bombing civilian areas, they say they're targeting Ukrainian outposts that are placed in the civilian area. That sounds right. That sounds correct. It sounds like what's actually happening here. And Amnesty International sent teams of experts into Ukraine to interview people on the ground, to study satellite imagery and other very sophisticated scientific, you know, data collections in order to come to that exact conclusion. Here's the report they released on August 4th. Ukrainian fighting tactics endanger civilians. Military bases set up in residential areas include school and hospitals. Attacks launched from populated civilian areas. Such violations in no way justify Russia's indiscriminate attacks, which have killed and injured countless civilians. So even in this report, they're careful to say, but we're not Russians. But we're not defending Russia here. It's just, yes, the Ukrainians are using human shields. Yes, they are using their own civilians to, you know, try to kill them in order to justify sanctions against Russia. But we're not on Russia's side. We're definitely not on Russia's side. Okay, great. Well, maybe we should be, because clearly the Ukrainians are the ones setting up military bases and weapons batteries, knowing that they'll be targeted, putting them in civilian zones so that they can then use the civilian deaths that they'll cause as propaganda chaff, right, as propaganda ingredients to formulate international outrage at Russia. It's brutal and despicable. And Amnesty International has confirmed this. They say between April and July, Amnesty International researchers spent several weeks investigating Russian strikes in the Kharkiv, Donbas, and Mykolaiv regions. The organization inspected strike sites, interviewed survivors, witnesses, and relatives of victims of attacks, and carried out remote sensing and weapons analysis. Throughout these investigations, researchers found evidence of Ukrainian forces launching strikes from within populated residential areas, as well as basing themselves in civilian buildings in 19 towns and villages in the regions. The organization's crisis evidence lab has analyzed satellite imagery to further corroborate some of these incidents. And they point out that Ukrainian forces putting civilians in harm's way by establishing bases and operating weapon systems in populated residential areas is a violation of human rights ordinances. And they say being in a defensive position does not exempt the Ukrainian military from respecting international humanitarian law. But of course, many people think that's exactly what it does. Amnesty regrets distress caused by report rebuking Ukraine. So Amnesty International says they regret the distress they are causing by reporting on the war crimes being carried out by Ukraine. Sorry, we're so sorry that we reported on your war crimes. We hope we didn't distress you. Washington Post, Amnesty International's Ukraine chief resigns after report criticizes Kiev. So the head of Amnesty International in Ukraine says she's quitting her job after the human rights organization issued a report that criticized Ukraine's military, sparking backlash among Ukrainian officials who said it was unfairly blaming the victim in Russia's war. So there you go. The Ukrainian official from Amnesty International is retiring in protest, quitting her position because she wanted to use Amnesty International, I guess, as a propaganda laundry machine to cover up Ukraine's crimes in order to put the onus entirely on Russia in order to create the conditions for World War III with Russia as the sole bad guy in all of this. InfoWars has the story. Amnesty is sorry, not sorry, for revealing Ukraine is violating international law. Amnesty International has basically said it's sorry, not sorry, for revealing that Ukraine is deliberately placing military forces in residential areas in violation of international law. Again, something InfoWars reported months and months ago because it was obvious from the headlines of the liars admitting this was happening but still trying to cover it up. But, of course, just takes the clear eye of a skeptic to realize what was actually happening. New York Times has this story. Amnesty International assessment that Ukraine put civilians in harm's way stirs outrage. See, they're not outraged at Ukraine for putting civilians in harm's way and creating false flag situations where they can then blame Russia on civilian deaths in order to cause outrage and encourage more weapons to be sent to them. They're not outraged at Ukraine. They're outraged at Amnesty International for reporting on it. See how that works? See, they're stirring outrage. Amnesty International is stirring outrage. Not Ukraine for doing the thing, but Amnesty International is stirring outrage. That's how blatant they are, folks. So let's just say it's not going so well for Ukraine. Ukraine now basically admitting that there's no possibility that Russia will ever be defeated by Ukraine, which was never the point in the first place. Ukraine is simply being used as a pawn in the globalist international chess game in order to bring about World War III, to accelerate and facilitate both the expansion of the depopulation program as well as the cover-up of the effects of the ongoing depopulation program. You understand? They're causing the collapse of the middle class. They're causing inflation. They're causing the collapse of the food supply chain and mass starvation in the third world that will eventually lead to the total collapse of the first world. This has all been caused by them, but now they have Russia to claim as a boogeyman, and they're actually so insulting to your intelligence that they say this is Putin's inflation and Putin's gas price hike. I mean, they really think you're that stupid, folks. You should be insulted at this shame-faced, absolute, despicable lies coming out of these people. So they've already enacted their depopulation program. They've already injected billions of people with their shots that are planting time bombs in the veins of humans all over the globe. They shut down the supply chain. They're causing the farmers to go out of business. They're buying up the land and paying farmers to cull their cows. They are causing the starvation. They are depopulating the planet. They're going to blame Russia for it. And now they're trying to false flag NATO and America into declaring open war on Russia to accelerate by nuclear means the total collapse of the world.
InfoWars has been vindicated. We've been proven right. World government, the New World Order is out in the open. And now more than ever, the forces of Satan are trying to shut down this broadcast. The forces of anti-human, godless New World Order are out of control. So now realize, we have pushed them out in the light, we have pushed them out in the open, and they are so upset and they are so scared. So while you still can, because any day can be our last broadcast, spread the word about the show, share the article, share the videos, and please fund us while getting great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. Books, films, t-shirts, great supplements, vitamin mineral fusion, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Ultra 12, Diet Force, so much more right now at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, pray for justice and pray for freedom and pray for the children and pray for free speech and justice to win. Thank you so much for joining us. Now spread the word, my friends. We're involved in an epic, historic battle.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
We are now living in the void, sliding towards collapse in the strange space between what we've known and what's to come. And right now, the most important thing to remember is, don't panic. Stay calm, because now is the time that we must get our bearings and steer the ship onto a safe, sound course. There is nothing stopping we the people from making our own rules and building our own society. All we got to do is survive the crash. And right now, we still have time to prepare. The world fiat currency system is racing towards zero. It's time to convert it into hard assets now, including food, water, and survival gear to keep us strong and at the ready. Go to preparetoday.com for the essentials. Storable foods, water filtration, first aid, power, and more at preparetoday.com.
The Great Reset and the War for the World is the book that the government doesn't want you to read, that most of the big, powerful companies trying to control your life, the big tech companies, they don't want you to read this book. They want to control what you think, what you do, what you read, but you don't want that. And Alex Jones doesn't want that. And this book shows you what's happening and gives you the sort of playbook for how to fight against it. And so by buying this book, you're going to prove that censorship doesn't work, that freedom is alive in this country. This is essential reading. And, you know, I would go right now and buy it before the censorship kicks in. It's not going to be available in bookstores. It's not going to be available in libraries. They're going to try to take it down from every platform that they can, but they're not going to be able to do it. Prove that censorship doesn't work. Buy The Great Reset. Thank you, Alex Jones. I really appreciate you having me on, and I appreciate you writing this book and getting the information out there.
Infowars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. Go directly out to your phone calls now. We have Truman in California. Sorry, I'm sort of dazed at these new graphics that we have. We go away for a week, and it's like we've upgraded our graphics to something awesome. Remember, folks, you don't just support this program. It takes a lot to put this program on, and all of that is funded by InfoWarsStore.com. This crew really does deserve it. We go out now to Truman in California. Thank you so much for calling in, Truman. Hey, your call is right in line with what I was just saying. You're on the air, sir.
Thank you, Harrison. Let me get to that right at the end. I'm going to go really fast. I love your show. The truck driver, Gus, that called, he's not stupid. He's awake and he's fighting for knowledge and God. He knows what's going on.
Absolutely.
And I really feel bad for the poor man that, his poor heart for his child that might, he knows his child might die. That's very unfortunate. I have two children myself that are almost adults, and I won't even get into that. I know a lady who works in the medical industry, and she is so lost that she was a really good friend for 20 years. And then she told me, I tried to awaken her. I was at a Thanksgiving, and they were saying, hopefully Joe Biden gets in. I'm like, we don't need pedophiles in there. They're not even the elite. They're satanic pedophiles. And she said, and I said, they're going to make you slaves. And she said, well, there's always been slaves. I mean, really? Are you that freaking stupid? Sorry. It's unbelievable. I could go on and on, but I'm not going to. My main reason to call in is, number one, CJ, your staff. And CJ, thank you so much. He went out of his way for weeks now to help me do something that I really, really wanted. And he took his own time to make it happen. And I just want to thank not just CJ, but your whole staff is excellent. Anytime you guys need information or anything, it's automatically popped up. You're right there. They're so on target. I never miss your show. I mean, I cannot be so grateful to you guys. And there's no problem holding. Your info is vital. I mean, the truth that you come out with and the rest of your staff is, it's our, my, what would I say? Political Bible. My wow. Political Bible.
Well, thank you so much. Yeah, and of course, we cannot praise the crew enough. You know, especially just personally, because it just means I don't have to focus on any of that stuff. I just every once in a while I imagine, what if I didn't have InfoWars? What if, you know, would I keep doing this myself? And then I'm like, I'd have to set up the studio. I'd have to set up the things. I'd have to get it's incredibly complicated. You should just see the tangle of wires underneath this desk and behind the screens. I mean, it takes so much work just to keep this a whole operation going, and, you know, just keeping it going is one thing, but we're constantly adding new graphics and new audio and new all sorts of stuff just to keep the stuff going, not just going, but expanding and getting better and, you know, getting more intense and creative and interesting. It really is mind-blowing stuff. And of course, we're all paid entirely by you, the InfoWars audience, by going to InfoWarsStore.com. I don't just say that because I want to sell things. I'm not just like trying to sell you stuff. Just like, we need money. No, I want to keep operating. I want to keep doing this. I want all of these people with all of our families that we support through this to be able to keep doing it and to have a safe, you know, harbor here that we can continue to speak our mind, knowing that we can continue to support our families. InfoWarsStore.com is how you do that. So we appreciate it so much. Truman, your input, your thankfulness is well received. And we thank you just as much. Please do, sir.
If you're not donating to InfoWars, buy the products. I'm telling you, they're the best in the world. I'm getting a little older, and I know what you're talking about. I did communications my whole life for big companies up in the Bay Area, so I know how crazy the wiring can get. Trust me, I've seen millions and millions of miles of that stuff. Anyways, if you guys are not donating to InfoWars, which you should be, buy the X2, buy the X3, buy the Alpha Power. The hair and beard changed my life. Telling you guys, just put the money in where your mouth is. Don't just listen through your ears. Do it for God. Do it for InfoWars. These are the people standing in front of us and making sure that we're the tip of the spear. You guys need to invest in seriousness. That's all I can say.
Well, thank you. So I really do appreciate it, Truman, really so much. Donating, buying the products, and sharing the links. Again, that was one of the things that came out in the court was the idea that there are literally thousands of people engaged right now as we speak in investigating InfoWars and trying to figure out how our information spreads so they can counteract it. And it's not that complicated. It spreads because you spread it. It spreads because you go to band.video and you hit the share button and you send those links, or you download the video yourself, recut it up and upload it again. I mean, that's how this information gets out there. That's why InfoWars is feared. That's where our power comes from. It's entirely from you getting involved and helping us to spread this information, or even just taking the ideas that you know we help to gather and help to spread, and just take them onto yourself and start spreading them in your own conversations and in your own social media. Infowars.com, band.video, share those links. It is of the utmost importance. And thank you again sincerely for your call and your support, Truman. Let's go now to Kim in the Midwest. He wants to talk about social credit scores. Kim, you're on the air.
Good morning, Harrison. Thanks for taking my call.
Good morning.
So I've been having a conversation lately with a lot of different people about they're always listening and watching what you're doing, and people look at me like I'm crazy. And so then I take note on their phones that they usually have. And if it's an iPhone, I just go, "Hey, Siri," and all of a sudden their phone pops up, and I turn, look at them, and I said, "So tell me again, they're not listening?"
Right. Now, remember they used to make fun of us and go, "They think your microwave is listening to you." And then you fast forward because it'd be Alex Jones going, "Hey, they're putting microphones in your microwave. They're putting microphones in your TV. Do you not see this?" And 2 years later, they're like, "It's the brand new Sony microwave with voice activated listening device." It's like, yeah, we know.
Right.
We know they're all listening.
Well, we just bought a window air conditioner that has an internet hookup link. Why? My air conditioner need to hook up to my internet?
It's not for your benefit, Kim, that's for sure.
Okay, so that leads me to an email that I found this morning and why I needed to call you. And I thought, well, this is weird. It says, "Kim, we found a negative item on your reputation profile. This is from My Life Powered by Real Me. Kim, negative items on your reputation profile can affect what people think of you. Block your profile now. Blocking your reputation profile allows you to control what others see. Only My Life allows you to lock your reputation profile the same way you lock your credit report to protect your privacy and reputation. It has a briefcase and it says, damaging associates." Oh, I'm sorry. "Some things that impact your reputation score." It's a briefcase that says damaging associates. Like a message bubble that says negative personal reviews. They have the World Wide Web symbol and it says sites you can't control exposing you. "Improve my reputation score. Reputation is more important than credit. Only My Life provides reputation scores based on public information gathered from government, social, and other sources. Plus,
wow.
Personal reviews So written by others.
This sounds like a scam preying on people like us who understand that we're being spied on and that they're building these reputation matrices in order to impose social credit scores. Now they're preying on people like us by saying, well, we'll protect you from that. We'll protect you from your reputation being damaged. It's completely in service of the social credit scores. Thank you for bringing that to our attention, Kim. It is a brave new world we're entering into, and the social credit scores are real. They are being imposed as we speak, and soon they'll be implanted underneath your skin. Won't that be fun?
Sold out for 7 months. Body's ultimate turmeric formula is back in stock. Turmeric's been known for thousands of years to do amazing things for your joints, for your stamina, for your immune system, for your libido. And look, the average stuff on the shelves is 5, 6, 7% curcuminoid. We have the strongest brand on earth. Nobody else decided to do it. It's 95% curcuminoid at InfoWarsStore.com. Body's ultimate turmeric formula, 95% curcuminoid. It is incredible. And what's even more incredible is it funds the InfoWar. So the only way you fail is not taking action today and ordering Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply amazing. Discover the power of curcuminoids at 95% at InfoWarsStore.com today with Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. InfoWars has been vindicated. We've been proven right. World government, the New World Order is out in the open. And now more than ever, the forces of Satan are trying to shut down this broadcast. The forces of anti-human, godless New World Order are out of control. So now realize, we have pushed them out in the light, we have pushed them out in the open, and they are so upset, and they are so scared. So while you still can, because any day could be our last broadcast, spread the word about the show, share the article, share the videos, and please fund us while getting great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. Books, films, t-shirts, great supplements, vitamin mineral fusion, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Ultra 12, Diet Force, so much more right now at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, pray for justice and pray for freedom and pray for the children and pray for free speech and justice to win. Thank you so much for joining us. Now spread the word, my friends. We're involved in an epic, historic battle. The globalists are fighting around the clock to destroy the family, to destroy heterosexual relationships, to annihilate our marriages. And the studies are all clear. The number one cause of marital splits is that there is problems in the bedroom. And the number one issue men have is erectile dysfunction. Ladies and gentlemen, the left makes big jokes about this because they don't want people having lasting, good, loving relationships. They want to break up society. And we are so excited to have the number one natural male enhancement pill in the world available as a major sponsor now. Go to TheIronPatriot.com today. TheIronPatriot.com. And watch the instructional video, look at the science for yourself, and then get a bottle of InstaHeart. It's discreet shipping. I've used it. It's amazing. And it's not just for folks that have problems in the bedroom. This also enhances it. So again, get yours today at TheIronPatriot.com. Several years ago, I approached one of the top companies in the U.S. that supplies the highest quality signature-reducing Faraday cages to the Pentagon and other U.S. government agencies. And now they have produced specifically for us this made-in-America high-end line at a very affordable price. Whether it's small pouches that protect your cell phone or big pouches that protect laptops and iPads or big bags that promote whatever electronics you want to put in it, like desktop computers, it is all exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com under the Redux name. Redux is InfoWars, taking the highest quality products and bringing them directly to you at InfoWarsStore.com. In this insane world, you are crazy if you don't protect your signature, your identity, from identity theft, hackers, criminals, corporations, governments. This is one of the hottest items out there today, and it's exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Final segment of American Journal for today's broadcast. We're going to go out to your phone calls once again. It's going to be a busy week for us here, especially as there's a bunch of stuff that happened last week that I was not able to comment on or talk about or report on. I'm not going to have time to do it today, obviously, as we're coming up to the end of the show, but tune in this week because there's just so much to talk about. We're going to be talking about George Soros and the prosecutors that he has funded and supported throughout the entire nation and the bizarre reaction to push back against him. We have a lot to talk about in that regard. CNN admits now that the Hunter Biden laptop is a real problem. It's not just a right-wing media story. Again, showing their reversal and perhaps, again, showing that our prediction was correct. My prediction last week was that they're going to go after Hunter Biden and use him as a scapegoat, rid themselves of Joe Biden, punish either Joe and or Hunter, but leave it at that. It'll be an Epstein-style thing where you have Epstein, you have Ghislaine Maxwell, but you also have dozens of their co-conspirators who don't get punished. You have the entire network of influence and blackmail that their arrest revealed going completely unadulterated, and it's still fully intact. So I expect something like that to happen with Hunter and Joe as, you know, all of this becomes too much to ignore. They'll perhaps target them as if to say, it's just them. Well, it's just Hunter and Joe. And God, we didn't realize they were up to no good and we got them out of there. We're the good guys because we solved this problem. Meanwhile, they are just the outgrowth and sort of the visible symptom of a deep-seated sickness, cancerous rot within the American establishment that will go uncontested and will continue to operate. But that's another thing that we'll have to get into. We'll show you video clips and really dig down into that tomorrow. You also have this story while I was away. The world's first ever synthetic embryo is causing controversy. Although this is a story from Neoscope, and the subtitle is, it's absolutely not necessary. Yeah, I guess it's not necessary. It's like a bullet in your head is not necessary. Yeah, it's not necessary. It's also horrific and evil, but, you know, it's also not necessary. So good, good. We've covered that. The necessity of perverting life and attempting to be gods. It's not necessary, folks. Proposal to pay farmers $5,000 to cull cows. The Department of Agriculture estimates that this would remove 45,000 tons of carbon dioxide equivalent out of the atmosphere for every 10,000 cows culled. In case you were, again, under the illusion that the starvation that the world is currently starting to feel the effects of is in any way not intentional, you should disabuse yourself of that notion. It is entirely intentional, on purpose, and with very distinct goals in mind that they're destroying the ability of people around the world to farm in general. By the way, we told you during the Daily Dispatch that they've now discovered that there may very well be hundreds of new polio cases in New York City, something completely unheard of for the last several decades. Since, you know, my parents were alive, polio not been that big of an issue, but it's back now and just in time. By the way, I don't know if you remember this, but NPR reported in April of this year that the World Health Organization has approved a new polio vaccine for emergency use. So, hey, how's that for a coincidence? Huh? Total coincidence. Isn't that interesting? So we'll report on that a little bit more later as well. We also have this. It was clipped out by Robot Polisher on Twitter, who does really great edits of my show, except he makes me sound like I'm a flat earther. I'm not. I'm sorry to disappoint. It's one conspiracy I don't buy into. I do think we're on a spinning ball. I know. I don't need to hear it. I know you think the earth is flat. I get it. Respect your belief. You are perfectly justified in believing that. I personally don't subscribe, I know, but a Robot Polisher edits videos from American Journal and does it really well, and it makes me sound really good, but then he cuts in parts where I'm questioning, as if I'm questioning whether the earth is round. But hey, I'll take what I can get, and the edits are really good. So I really like Robot Polisher and the work that he does in re-editing InfoWars clips. It's something that really anybody could do. Everybody out there has access to video editing technology. If you have a phone, you can edit video. If you have a computer, you can really edit video. Get DaVinci Resolve. It's free, and it's professional level software. Download it. Download our videos. Cut them up however you want. Put music behind them. Make them sound good. Put them up on TikTok. Get followers. Monetize it. We don't care. Just get the information out there. And Robot Polisher on Twitter does a excellent job. And of course, his name comes from the Klaus Schwab phrase, not everyone can be a robot polisher, right? In other words, there's too many humans, because once the world is run by unthinking machines, not everybody can just polish robots all day. We'll have to come up with something else for them to do. Maybe they'll just die, right? So I really like Robot Polisher and the work that he does. But he shares this from an MSNBC article. Dozens, if not hundreds of, it's talking about Alex Jones. They say dozens, if not hundreds of imitators, fellow grifters and bottom feeders. That's me. I'm a bottom feeder, I guess, according to MSNBC. The thoughtful, respectful mainstream media who calls their opposition bottom feeders and terrorists. Okay. But his successors should pay close attention to the fate of Alex Jones. Oh, I am. Trust me. It may give them a glimpse of their own future. So they're coming out and saying it now. They're letting everybody know we're destroying Alex Jones, and this should be a symbol to you to not question us. We are dragging Alex Jones through the ringer. We are sending him through the gauntlet. We are destroying him with everything that we've got. So maybe think twice before you say something that we don't approve of. They're letting you know, folks. So tell you what, the correct response to this is for InfoWars to get bigger and better and stronger than ever before, to show them that maybe they should look at what happens when they do this sort of stuff. When they say pay close attention to the fate of Alex Jones, what if the fate of Alex Jones is to get bigger and more powerful than ever before? Then you really should pay attention to what happens when the despicable, detestable liars of the mainstream media target an American citizen who disagrees with them and all of America rallies behind him. Maybe they'll start to think twice about their heavy-handed tactics. InfoWarsStore.com is where you go to do just that. Support us in this mission. Let's go now to the phone lines. Daryl in North Carolina has a story about Russia's ban on the word comrade. I'd never heard of this. Thanks for calling in, Daryl. You're on the air.
Hey, Harrison. Great relief to hear your voice back, man.
I'm very glad to be back, sir.
Yeah, so here, this is my Russian comrade story. So this is 20 years ago in Eugene, Oregon, which, by the way, I was told, and it's a sister city to Irkutsk, Russia. So okay. Apparently, you know, Russians from Irkutsk can come and live in Eugene. But it's funny, they told me that no one from Eugene ever goes and moves to Irkutsk. So take that what you will.
Even back then, it was too communist for them.
Exactly. Yeah. So this is about 20 years ago. So the collapse of the Soviet Union was, you know, what, mid to late 80s. And the families I got to actually know the kids who were in high school at the time. And so they told me a lot about what happened and what they experienced and all that. So they said the straw that broke the camel's back for the Soviets was, you know, once the KGB and all the, you know, the oligarchs and everybody got in control, they started outlawing certain words. Probably sounds familiar. Mm-hmm. And common words they started outlawing. And so what they would do is once they were outlawed, you know, you'd get a fine if anybody overheard you saying these words, and then your fine would lead to a court date, which would lead to another fine, which, you know, just taking everybody's money.
Right.
So the one word when they finally said, look, you can't say comrade anymore. And I guess that word, you know, is, you know, thousands of years woven into, you know, the Soviet and Russians' vocabulary. So it destroyed them because everything was, well, thank you, comrade, you know, if you hold the door open, or right. Comrade, you have the time, you know, if you ask the time. It'd be like taking away, telling us tomorrow if Biden came out and said, listen, no more saying dude or man, or right. It's a fine, and you got to go to court. Same kind of thing. Everyone just collapsed. They didn't know what to do. And that was sort of the end of everything. And then it collapsed into, you know, the real bad drug abuse. They said everyone was on heroin, and they painted a real grim picture, no money. But that's the bad news. Now, here's the good news. Good news is during that time, if you're familiar with that deep hole they dug in Russia, that's like the deepest hole ever.
Yeah.
It's the well to hell. Have you ever heard about it?
Yeah, I have. Here, we're running out of time. So quickly, Daryl, what was the point of this?
Quickly. So everyone in the Soviet Union was atheist, but up until that point. And then when they discovered that hole, they heard these screams coming from hell. Everybody turned Christian. And that's what they told me. So Kind of interesting.
Oh, no way. That is extremely interesting. Yeah, I'd never heard either one of those stories. Absolutely fascinating. Hey, it just goes to show you that concerted communist efforts to destroy the church is somehow less effective than just liberalization here in America, because at least in Russia, everybody can revert back and become Christian again. I don't know if we even have that in our capabilities. Very good stuff. Thank you so much for calling in, Daryl. I appreciate it. Thank you to all the callers. We'll be back tomorrow to cover the stories that we didn't get to today, as well as the ones that will inevitably come up this afternoon. Stay tuned for the Alex Jones Show. Oh, it's still on the air, folks. InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars has been vindicated. We've been proven right. World government, the New World Order, is out in the open. And now more than ever, the forces of Satan are trying to shut down this broadcast. The forces of anti-human, godless New World Order are out of control. So now realize, we have pushed them out in the light, we have pushed them out in the open, and they are so upset and they are so scared. So while you still can, because any day can be our last broadcast, spread the word about the show, share the article, share the videos, and please fund us. We're getting great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. Books, films, t-shirts, great supplements, vitamin mineral fusion, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Ultra 12, Diet Force, so much more right now at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, pray for justice and pray for freedom and pray for the children and pray for free speech and justice to win. Thank you so much for joining us. Now spread the word, my friends. We're involved in an epic, historic battle.
A riotous mob.
Whether they were present that day or were otherwise criminally responsible for the assault on our democracy.
Insurrection.
We will follow the facts wherever they lead.
Domestic terrorists.
The days of independent media are numbered. The government has made it illegal to oppose them. They are now debanking us behind the scenes. They want to bankrupt us and make us go away quietly. With practically half the population wanting to lock the unvaccinated up in camps, the traitors know they can shut us down by force. But that would accelerate the awakening exponentially. So be it. Make them silence us by force. This is the final battle of the information war. Give now. Buy products. Donate. Before everything changes, we need you to carry us through to the end. Victory or death. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Well, I don't know what will happen now. Will happen now.